Well, good evening. We're here at Brashear Arena to set up the second night's action of the 77th annual Brashear tournament. In the first game, we're going to have the Knox County Eagles versus the Douglas Bulldogs boys action. They're announcing the starting lineups, and we'll get them to you as soon as we can. I'm joined here with my partner, Mr. Caldwell. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Caldwell?
I'm doing well. I'm looking for a pen, though.
Here we go. The teams are going to take center court, and we're going to have a jump ball for Knox County. The starters will be Brett Hunter, Corey Schultz, Dennis Dent, Trevor Parton, and Brett Hamlin. For the Douglas Bulldogs, we have Camp, Boone, Smith, Horsley, and Joe Brown. Horsley's going to face off against Dent here for the jump ball. The ref gets set. The teams are set. The ball goes up, and Knox County controls the ball. And first thing, he goes over and back. He forgot which side of the which basket was his. And it was Brett Hamlin that took off across the wrong side of the court. So it'll be a turnover. It's going to be Douglas ball. Boone has it for Douglas. Gets a right key for Smith. Smith has it. Now gets the top of the key for Brown. Brown now to Boone, left wing. Boone holds, now top of the key for Smith. Smith now back to Boone. Boone looking to get it into Horsley. Makes a low pass, and the ball stolen by Schultz of Knox County, recovered, then he hands off to Hunter, and Hunter's going to bring it up the court for him. Gets it right wing now for Schultz. Schultz finds Hunter again. Hunter gets it back to Schultz right wing. Schultz tries to get it into Dent, but Dent was fouled by Douglas's Brown, I believe. Yep, and get Brown with the foul, his first game's first foul. Knox County inbounds underneath their own basket. Gets a right wing for Schultz. Schultz now top the key for Hunter. Hunter has the right wing. Now dribbles top the key. Now goes left side. Gets it off to Hamlin. Hamlin gets it into Dent. Dent dribbles down to the left side. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by, they're going to be a jump ball. Brown and Schultz were fighting for the ball. And possession of favors Douglas Bulldogs. So it'll go to them. Boone's going to bring it across for the Bulldogs. Gets a left wing for Brown. Brown now top the key for Smith. Now right wing for Boone. Boone holds two hands above the head. Gives a little pass off to Boone. Now they try to get it into Horsley. Horsley loses it. Recovered by Hamlin of Knox County. Hamlin gets it off to Hunter top the key. Hunter gets a right wing now for Dent. Dent tries to hit a cutting. Schultz can't do it. Now gets it off to Hamlin for the little spot-up free throw shot. He nails it. First points of the game, 2-0, 6:30 left to go first quarter.
That was a pretty sweet stroke there by Parton.
It was kind of a slow, lethargic-looking shot. It was kind of all loopy.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't have a quick release, so he needs to get space before he shoots it. Still look good.
Boone gets it across the court to Smith. Smith has it top the, gives it off back to Boone, top the key. Boone puts it on the floor, and now gives it to Brown. Brown looks him to get to Horsley. Can't do it. Now gets the right wing for Boone into the corner for Smith. Boone dribbles out right wing. Now gets it top the key for Brown. Brown gives it off to Horsley. Horsley dribbles into the free throw line. Now pulls it back out. Now gets it into the left corner for Smith. Smith recovers a poor pass by Horsley. Then Smith makes a bad pass back to Horsley. And the ball stays in bound, recovered by Hunter. Hunter wraparound pass into the pass was in the Parton. Parton misses a shot. It was blocked by Horsley, I believe. But then Schultz comes in, cleans up the mess, gets a little putback shot for Knox County. So it's 4-0, 5:20 left to play, first quarter.
That was a whale of a play by Horsley there, coming, swatting it off the backboard.
I watched Horsley. He can get up and touch the rim. I saw him do it in warm-ups. Smith has it left wing, now gets out the key for Brown. Brown into the block for Horsley. Horsley, old one-handed jumper, no good. Rebounded by Hamlin. Hamlin clears and now gets it off to Hunter. Hunter has it top the key. Gets it off to Hamlin. Hamlin finds Dent. Dent just outside the free throw line. Now puts on the floor, picks up the dribble after one dribble. And the ball goes out of bounds before Knox County is able to call a timeout. And Knox County was trying to get a timeout, but ended up Douglas was going to get it.
Well, the Knox County coach was trying to get a timeout, and Knox County threw it away. And he said, I don't want it now, and Douglas ended up taking it instead. So well, we're going to see what happens. Douglas is really struggling to find any sort of rhythm on offense. I don't know if they're just having trouble running any of their plays. If Knox County's playing negative defense, or maybe they just kind of don't have that much offense to speak of. But either way, they're not getting any points, so they need to change something about it. Douglas is down on their end of the court now. Brown has the top of the key, holds it high, gets it over to Boone. Boone, bounce pass into Horsley, follow-away jumper, no good. Rebounded in the middle by the big guy, off the backboard, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Dent for Knox County, knocked away and picked up by Schultz. Schultz gets it back to Hunter, and Hunter's heading the other way. That is. Ooh, they're going to call a foul down underneath. It'll be a foul on... It'll be a foul on the big guy, Aaron Camp. That'll be the second foul on Douglas. And Hamilton's going to come in for Horsley now.
Hamilton has a great stroke. He showcased that Monday night.
Well, they need somebody that can shoot. Ooh, there's a near steal by Hamilton, almost paying immediate dividends, but it's going to stay with the Eagles. They're going to inbound it underneath the basket. Parton to inbound it, tries to get it in, but now he does to Hunter. Hunter kind of wanders over to the top of the key, dribbles in, wraparound pass, and that's going to be a foul. And that was a nice wraparound pass by Hunter into Hamlin. Hamlin went up strong, and he's going to be fouled by white number 22. That's Michael Hamilton. That'll be his first, and that'll be Douglas' third foul. First one's no good. Second one's no good. Rebounded by Camp. Camp gets it over to Boone, and Boone's going to fire it up the court. To Smith. Back to Boone. Inside now to Hamilton. Hamilton takes it strong to the hole and fouled.
No, they're going to call him travel.
They're going to call travel on that. That was a whale of a shot for him to get that up.
I told you he had a good stroke.
Meanwhile, that Eagle break the press. Hamlin quickly coming the other way. Tries to bowl over the defender, and defender wasn't set, and that's going to be a foul. Number 34, Joe Brown. That'll be the fourth team foul on Douglas. No fouls on the Eagles yet. And that'll be the second on Brown. First one's good. It's 5-0. Horsley's coming in now for the Douglas Bulldogs, as is Michael Bacon. Here's the second one from Hunter. Bends the legs. And good. 6-0. Knox County in the lead. Bacon gets it. Gets it back to Boone. Boone's going to bring it across. He gets it over to the side to Joe Brown, who brings it between the circles, picks up his dribble, now gets it to Bacon. Bacon with a left-handed dribble over to the right-hand side, left-hand side. Now back over. Boone to Brown, back to Bacon. Knocked away, but it's picked up by Hamilton. Hamilton gets it back to Bacon. Bacon fakes the shot. Tries to dump it inside, and it's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Schultz. Schultz gets it over to Hunter. Hunter's going to have to bring it across. He goes down to the other end. Schubert has it now. He's in the game. Guarded closely by Hamilton. Now to Hunter. Hunter bodied up by the defender. Off the rim, no good. Tipped up and rebound by Schubert. He gets it back out to Schultz. Back to Hunter. Hunter has it between the circles now. The reset in the offense. Drifts over to the right-hand side. Gets it to Schubert. Schubert tries to get it to Dent, but no good. Hunter now gets it over to Schultz. Schultz is going to take an 18-footer. Good. That was a pure-looking shot there, and now it's 8-0. Douglas is going to have to find some way to score. They're kind of knifing in the lane, but they're not getting up good shots. So here we go. Hamilton on the other end with a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound in the middle by Parton. Looks to get it to Hunter, and now he does. As Douglas drops back. No press by Hunter early on. Hunter gets it over to Schubert. Schubert drives in, now picks it back to Hunter. Hunter gets it to Schultz on top of the key. Schultz over on the right-hand side. Bounce pass over to Hunter. Coach calls out a different play now.
Double stack.
That's a double stack, if I've ever seen one.
It
works like a charm. Hey, double stack, the way to go for Knox County. 10-0. That was Dennis Dent that put that in.
Hunter drove in and drew the defense and just handed it off to Dent for a wide-open little layup shot.
That's right. Boone has it. Thinks about three from top of the key. Gets it over to Bacon. Bacon back to Dent. He's now wide open. Heaves it up.
Good. Oh, hey. Money from deep.
Boy, that was a soft touch right there. And that's 10-3. Douglas Bulldogs on the board now. Hunter brings it across. I'd say I'd run a double stack again. What do you say, Tyler?
That's what I'd go.
Hey. Dent with another shot off the backboard. No good. Tipped up by Horsley. No good.
Breakaway here by Boone.
By Joe Brown, or Boone, excuse me. That's going to be knocked away by the Eagles. It's going to stay with Douglas Bulldogs.
He couldn't get the shot off.
That was Brown, not Boone.
Yep.
Right.
As
Brown
usual.
Brown and Boone. They sound too much alike.
Well, then there's Bacon.
Yep. Boone throws it in to Hamilton. And now Boone gets it back. Another three. Good. Hey, you better get somebody on him. That's 2 3-pointers in a row. And it's 10-6 now. The minute left to go in the first quarter.
If I were Douglas, I believe I'd be designing some plays for Boone to get some more shots from deep.
You'd run the double stack, I think.
Here we go. It's going to be Schultz has the top of the key. Now gets the right wing for Parrish. Parrish gets it in the Dent. Dent puts up the shot. And he's going to be fouled. By Brown got him. Meanwhile, Camp's going to come into the game for Brown for Douglas. Knox County's going to take it out from underneath their own basket. Parrish to inbound. Gets the right wing for Dent. Dent out to the top of the key for Schubert. Schubert dribbles up to the very top of the key. Almost gotten over in the back. Now he can't get rid of it. He pulled up his dribble and finally gets it off to Parrish. Parrish looks like he travels but does get it in and Dent off the right box. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Boone. And Boone is firing up the lane from the other side. Looks like he wants to shoot a three. Can't get open. Now gets it off to Horsley. Horsley's usually a driver. Here he goes into the lane. Now gets a left wing for Boone. Boone's guarded closely by Parrish, and he gets it over to Bacon, and Bacon drills a three.
Oh, just like that, 10-0 to 10-9 in three possessions. Wow, Douglas turned it on. Caused a turnover there by Schubert. Boy, that Douglas team's fired up now.
Douglas has 7 seconds to take the lead here. Another three, I can smell it. Here we go. Boone enters the ball to Horsley. Horsley has it top the key. 4 seconds. He doesn't understand. There's not much time. He's going to get it right wing. No, he's going to stay up and shoot a three himself and miss off the back iron.
Well, he got a wide open shot off of that. He kind of was drifting a little bit.
I thought he was going to. He had Bacon over on the right wing wide open, and there was a guy that was fairly close to him, and he pulls up from about 6 feet beyond the arc and launches one. Granted, he wasn't that far off.
No, it kind of hit off the back of the rim and bounced straight up in the air, but you're going to want a better shot than that when you got 7 seconds. 7 seconds to set it up. So, regardless, 1-point game. I swear it was 10-0 with 45 seconds left.
Yeah.
Maybe a minute left.
About a minute probably. It wasn't much time, though.
Three threes in a row, and it cut it to 10-9. We'll see what happens in the second quarter. I'm sure the Douglas coach would prefer if it's going to be a one-point deficit, they stay close the whole time. They don't try to pick up all the points at once. But
I bet they start shooting some more deep shots. I'm telling you, they're going to get the ball to Hamilton. Hamilton is a pure scorer. I don't know why they don't go to him more often. He's got a great stroke. And the only thing Knox County does, and it works like a charm, is feed the ball into Dent.
Well, they at least want to run it through him all the time. Knox is going to inbound it to start the second quarter.
Knox County gets the ball into Couch. Couch has the top of the key. Now gets it right wing for Schultz. Schultz directing traffic. Now gives it top of the key for Schubert. Schubert now left wing for Couch. Couch now into the corner for Schubert, and the ball's knocked away by Hamilton as he slides out of bounds. But they're going to say that before it went out of bounds, it was touched by a Knox County player, so it'll be Douglas ball. 7:43 left to play. Second quarter, it's still 10-9. Boone brings the ball up for Douglas. They get to left wing for Bacon. Bacon now gives it to Camp outside the arc. I don't understand that. Camp's the big guy. Anyway, they get back to Smith. Smith just inside the arc. Gets it off to Camp. Camp now operating where he works. A good little head fake. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Knox County's Couch. Couch is going to bring it up the floor. Now gets it off to Schubert. Schubert gets it into Hamlin. Hamlin drives baseline. Puts up a shot. And it bounces in for him. 12-9, your score, 7:09 off the play, second quarter. Boone's going to bring it up the court for Douglas. He calls the play, now goes right side off a Camp screen. Dribbles in from 6 feet, bounces around the rim, no good, rebounded by Schultz.
He was too close to make that one. They were inside the arc on that. There's no way they were going to make that.
Yeah, he prefers the deep shot. Schultz gets it across to Schultz. Faked the pass and then went in for the shot and made it off the backboard. Little layup. He went right around his defender. 6:35 left to play. 14-9 in favor of Knox County. Douglas needs to set up and get a three here. They get to Smith, left corner. Now he gets it out to Camp, off the key. Camp gets it off to Boone. Boone can't find anybody. Now gives it off to Bacon. Bacon, a good ball fake. Now gives it back to Boone. Boone has the right side. Now top the key for Camp. Camp gets it right wing for Bacon. Bacon looking to pass. Now puts it on the floor. He dribbles right side. Now left. Now gets it to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gets it right wing for Smith. Smith dribbles into the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded finally by Schultz. The ball was knocked around by several players, and then Schultz finally picked it up. He gets it off the Couch. He has the top of the key. Couch looking to get it in. Now finally gets it over to Schultz. Schultz gets it to Dent. Calling for the ball. Dent, little jump hook. No good. Rebounded by Hamilton, and Hamilton's off to the races, taking left side, turn around, jumper off the backboard, no good, gets his own rebound, no good, gets his own rebound again, and he is fouled by, I can believe they're going to get Schultz.
Well, I tell you what.
Nope, foul was on Couch.
Hamilton took on the whole Eagle team on that. He got the rebound.
It was 4-1.
He
got
the rebound under the basket, and he beat probably 3 of the Eagles across half court on that. And he ended up getting 2 rebounds underneath. Meanwhile, Douglas' quick inbound three-pointer is going to be no good. That three-pointer was from Smith.
That's the first one they missed. No, Horsley missed one at the first quarter.
Well, we won't count that one. He didn't know what he was doing on that. Couch is down at the other end. Nice little floating left-handed hook. It's going to be rebounded inside by Horsley. And gets it to Bacon. Bacon up ahead to Hamilton. Hamilton has trouble gathering it. He gathers himself and puts it up. No good. Rebound by Horsley. Nice play. Ooh, and they're going to call out of bounds. It looks like he got hacked on that.
That's what I was thinking.
But Horsley, I guess they said he lost it out of bounds on that.
Looked like a foul to me. It usually looks like a foul to me, though.
Ooh, they almost throw it away to Dent here on the inbound pass. Now Dent almost throws it away to Schubert. Schubert out of control, gets it over to Schultz. Schultz stays out of the way, and it's going to be missed and rebounded by Hamilton. And there's going to be a foul by Schultz. That's a silly foul. He had to rebound. Schultz came over the top and just sort of slapped at him. I don't know why.
Hamilton's a big rebounder here for Douglas. He's gotten several.
He is.
Now Knox County coach is scolding his players.
Well, they kind of need it. That was a horrible play.
Boone brings it up for Douglas. Dribbles right side, now back left. Goes around to Hamilton screen, gets a left wing for Bacon. Bacon now goes right, top the key. Hands off to Smith. Smith gets it left wing for Boone. Boone tries to get it into Horsley. Now gets it right wing for Bacon. Bacon puts down the dribble. Pass to Horsley. Horsley give and go, but Bacon couldn't come up with it. He got it off to Boone. Launched a three. No good. Rebounded by jump ball between Bacon and Hamlin. Possession of favors Douglas. So it'll remain with Douglas. Boone calls out the play. I bet it's a three off the inbounds. What do you bet? Here we go. Off the Bacon. Just inside the arc, and he misses it. He should have taken a couple steps deeper. I believe it was Hamlin that got the rebound and got it back to Hunter. Hunter's going to bring it up the court anyway for Knox County. Gets the right wing for Schultz. Schultz drives towards the basket. Pulls up from 10 feet. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Boone. Boone's going to take off to the races. Nah, he's going to slow up. Now he gets the left wing for Bacon. Bacon gets across the court to Smith. Now into Boone. Boone from 4 feet. Yeah, nothing but net.
Ooh, ended up being about 8 feet by the time he was done with it.
4 minutes left to play, 11-14 in favor of Knox County. Knox County has trouble getting the ball in, finally get it into Dent. I don't believe Dent's the guy they want to keep entering into. Boy, but it worked. They got it into Hunter. Hunter took it the length of the court right through the heart of the Douglas defense and put it in off glass. 16-11, 3:40 left to play, first quarter. Second quarter, first half. Smith puts up a running jumper off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Horsley. Knox County's defense was kind of out of order there, and Douglas was able to come up with the rebound. Boone has the top of the key, putting on some fancy dribbles. Calls a play, gets a... tried to get it to Bacon, and it's knocked out of bounds by Schubert. Knox County, Douglas will take it out of bounds now, in front of us. This is as close as we get to the action.
That's right, he's right here in front of us. I can tell what kind of gum he's chewing here.
What kind is that?
Dentine. If you've ever seen Hoosiers, you'll get that reference. Okay, looks like we have Boone is over. Gets it to Smith. Smith with a left-hand dribble. Oh, nice spin move. He's wide open in the middle of the lane. Good. That was a beautiful move.
That was.
He shook his defender, Parrish, and was wide open from about 4 foot. Nice little drop shot. Meanwhile, down to the other end, Parrish is open underneath the basket for a little bit, but who is this guy? Hunter can't get it to him. Meanwhile, Hamlin drives in, comes back out, and gets it to Hunter. 16-13 with 2:49 left to go in the first half. Parrish on the right-hand wing holds it high, gets it to Schultz, and Schultz puts it in. A little fadeaway from eight, good.
That was a good-looking shot there by
Schultz. That was. He was under control on that one. It's 18-13 with 2.5 left to go in the first half. Boone brings it across. Zone defense for the Eagles. Bacon's wide open underneath, but he has to pull it back out. Now he gets it back to Boone. Boone. Bounce pass into Horsley. Horsley loses it. Now throws up a wild shot. Bang,
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I don't think he called bang.
He didn't call glass.
He did it after he said it, maybe. Ooh, the Eagles having trouble with the pressure, and they turn it over. Horsley gets it underneath to Smith. Throws up a crazy shot from 16. Is no good. And now Parrish gets the rebound to come away with it. If Douglas would have been a little bit more disciplined on that, they would have had better possession than what they ended up with. Kind of threw up the first shot they saw, and it was no good. 18-15. With a minute 50 left to go. Hunter, right in the middle of the defense, going to be knocked over to Parton. Now they're calling the jump ball. I don't think Parton had enough control of that for it to warrant a jump ball. But
Bacon got it right away from him and then started to take off, and they call it a jump ball.
That's right.
Cheap call.
Well, those happen. Dent comes into the game, and Hunter ends up getting it, gives it back to Hamlin. Hamlin falls down the lane, but puts the shot in. Good.
That was an act.
He was hoping for the foul, perhaps. It's 20-15. As Boone brings it across. Now he's going to pull it from 18 off the glass. Good. You might as well use it, boys.
He didn't call glass either.
We don't rent them. We bought them. So you can use backboard if you want. A little light pressure there by the Douglas Bulldogs. It's light because it didn't work. Ooh, Hunter drives in and gets nailed and loses the ball. Now they're trying to get down to the other end quickly. Boone gets it over to Bacon. Bacon with a ball fake between the legs gets it back to Boone. Boone's on the left-hand wing. Now he's going to settle down. Thank you, sir. And now he dribbles over to the right-hand side. Fires it across to Bacon, who's wide open from 20. Good. And we got a 20-19 game. It's just like the first quarter. Eagles, Schubert having trouble getting it in, and coach takes time out for the Eagles. 20-19, 48 seconds left.
And right now, Knox County's coach is hot. He is livid with his players.
Every time Every time he gets mad, he looks for Schultz.
That's the dog in the doghouse there.
If I was Schultz, I think I'd be the last one to come in. Maybe he'd
rip you more.
They always say if a coach is really mad at you, he won't kick you out because he doesn't want to see you over on the bench. You would think he'd want to take you out to punish you, but he doesn't want you over there. He said, stay out there.
And he does.
He does. The Eagles are going to inbound it. Schubert will inbound it. Douglas is going to pick up the pressure they've been doing for most of the second quarter here. Schubert gives it to Couch, and now Douglas plays off of him. There's 45
Couch
seconds.
Couch almost stepped out of bounds back when he got it.
He got a little bit excited. He's a bench player. You never know what's going to happen. 40 seconds left. It's 20-19 Eagles. Couch almost loses it. Picks up his dribble now. Underneath to Hamlin, who's wide open, and Horsley nearly got the block there, but no good. And it's going to be 2 points for the Eagles, 22-19, just under 30 seconds left to go. Boone, crossover dribble, tries to lose Couch, ends up handing it off to Smith. Smith to Bacon. Bacon dribbles between the circles. They're running a little three-man weave here. Boone, meanwhile, drifts around, thinks about it, gets it to Horsley now. Horsley to Smith. They're going to call Smith for the travel. Horsley's pass had a little bit too much mustard on it, and Smith wasn't able to corral it before he started walking. And now Knox County will have 11 seconds to shoot here in the first half. Couch is going to bring it across. Let's see what kind of shot they get. Couch dangles it out there in front of Boone. Now he gets it over to Hamlin. Hamlin's going to pull it from 18. Rebound, no good. It was almost tipped up and in by Dent, but I don't think he made it in time. Hey, we got a 22-19 game going into halftime. We'll see you back on the other side.
Well, heading into the second half, what do you have forecasted, Mr. Caldwell?
Oh, I don't know. It depends. I mean, if it goes anything like the other games Douglas has played here, they're going to give up a few points and then come storming back. We'll just see if they have enough energy to make it to do one final push at the end of the game. All you need to do is be ahead when the last buzzer sounds, so we'll see how they do it.
Here we go. It's going to be Douglas ball here to start the second half. Boone looks like he's set up to inbound for him. Knox County still has failed so far to get their team on the court. They're still meeting over here on the sideline.
Well, Coach, if you get your players out of the locker room a little bit earlier, you wouldn't have trouble meeting the bell here.
Here we go.
Not only did they come out late, but they insisted on shooting warm-up baskets, too.
You sound kind of disgusted.
I don't understand why you either give up the time talking to them in the locker room, or you come out here and shoot, but you can't get both.
Well, he did.
He did, and I'm not happy about it, apparently.
Horsley dribbles into the lane. Little floater's no good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent hands off to Hunter. He's going to bring it up the court for Knox County. Hunter has it between the circles. Now bounce pass to Dent. He's going to be knocked away by Hamilton. He's going to take the length of the court, put it up the glass. Yeah.
Nice little. He stopped on a dime there, a little ball fake, and they would put it up and in.
21-22 is your score. 7:20 left to play third quarter. Hunter brings it up again. This time he does get it into Parton. Parton gives it off to Schultz. Schultz pass is stolen by who else? Hamilton.
Got to be Hamilton.
Hamilton gives it off to Boone, left wing. Now back to Hamilton. Left block, can't control it. Now gets the ball back, puts it up and in.
How did he get that ball up over his shoulder?
I don't know, but he made it. 23 with 23.2, 6:50 left to play. Meanwhile, it's Hamlin taking the ball into the hoop for Knox County. He was fouled by Hamilton. Hamilton couldn't get the steal that time, so he decided to commit the foul.
Well, he played good defense, bodying up on him, and Ball kind of got loose, and Hamlin was the one that came away with it and tried to put it up, and he got fouled.
His first shot is no good. He'll have another one chance here to tie the game. We got Camp coming into the game for Brown here for Douglas. Camp is their big horse for him. Hamlin's second shot is good. 23-all. Doesn't get much closer than this. Douglas gets the ball to Boone, who brings it across the court. Sets up an offense. He gets the ball to Horsley. No look. Pass to Camp, who can't finish. Hamlin and Hamilton are fighting for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Hamlin, they say. So it'll be Douglas' ball. Man, that was a great pass there by Horsley.
That was.
They get the ball into Hamilton, left wing to Smith. Now into the corner for Boone. Three's no good. Rebounded by Camp, but it's been pushed out of bounds by Schultz. That wasn't Schultz. That was Parton.
Yeah.
Douglas ball again out of bounds. They're going to run some kind of messed up inbounds play. They get to Smith outside the arc, and he gets the bottom of the net, but it doesn't go through. So it's going to be rebounded by Hunter, and he's going to take the length of the court. Good pass here to Parton, up and in. That was a good pass there by Hunter. He saw him, and he came around the players, went baseline, and then got it off to him for Parton's shot. 6:05 left to play, 22-25 in favor of Knox County. Boone has the right wing, now gets into the court for Horsley. Horsley drives, now kicks it to Camp. His shot is no good, but he's going to shoot a couple free throws.
Camp's a presence in there, man. He can clear it out if he wants. If he wants to be alone in that lane, then you're not going to be able to stop him. He's a big guy. They got him listed at 6'2". He carries all of his weight in his upper body, so you can't move him.
You know, he does have some awful thin legs now that you mention it.
Made first one, missed the second one. It's going to be rebounded by the Eagles. Hunter comes back with it. Gets it in the corner to Hamlin. Hamlin drives all the way in. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Horsley. Horsley's coming the other way. Behind the back pass in traffic. Over the side to Smith, and no good. Rebounded by Horsley. Power dribble, loses it. Power dribble again, loses it. It's going to be picked up by Hunter, and they're going to call a foul on Horsley. He got a little frustrated in there and kind of threw a shoulder on when
he still County. Looks upset.
Well, yeah. He's not yelling for the coach to take him out, though.
Yeah.
He hadn't gotten that bad. Bent, pivot man in the press, gets it up to Hunter. Gets it to Schultz. It's going to be blocked there by, I think it was Hamilton.
I thought it was Horsley there.
Oh, I don't know. Meanwhile, down at the other end.
Boone's shot was a little short.
Yeah, Boone's shot got, I think, kind of got blocked on the way up, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Eagles, actually. And it's going to stay with Douglas, 25-24. Knox County in the lead. Bacon's coming in for Smith. Bacon hit some pretty good shots here in the first quarter, or first half. Horsley gets it, driving strong to the baseline.
Whoa!
Throws up the
wild
shot. They're going to call the charge on Hamlin.
Horsley's still down.
Call the charge on Horsley.
Face down on the court. He's hurt. It was a heck of a looking little flip he had. He almost even got it to fall.
I don't know how he did.
Oh, you hate to see that.
Yeah.
Harry's going to get up.
He just wanted some attention, maybe.
He looks mad is what he looks
he
like.
He is mad. He probably mad he picked up a foul there.
It's only a second.
Maybe he got his feelings hurt.
They put Brown in for him, and
now Douglas is taking time out.
He wants them to sit down. They need a little breather.
Well, we got 5:16 left to go in the third. 25-24 Knox. This half has been pretty much like the half before. We were talking about at halftime how Douglas is athletic enough and quick enough that they don't even have to be the first people to touch it on the rebound. If it's even on your fingertips, they're quick enough they could jump up and just take it right from you, and that's what they've been doing all night. And hey, what can you say? That's ready to play. It's going to be Knox County ball on the charge by Horsley.
Knox County is always dead last to getting out there and getting ready to get go. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're only beaten by Douglas, but...
Then the coach gets mad at them that they're not out there. That was pretty funny. He was yelling at him. He's like, what are you doing? You should be down there. And he was still talking to him. That was pretty funny. Oh, good time. We can see everything up here on the stage.
And ridicule it as well.
Well, we just pointed out to the listeners because you're not there to see it. Hamlin gets to Hunter. Hunter all the way around to the baseline. Guarded by Camp. You're not going to get around that guy.
No. He takes up a lot of space.
He does. Schubert gets it to Hunter. Back to Hamlin to Hunter. Hunter holds it high and looks inside. Gets it over to Dent. Dent's shot is short. It's going to be rebounded by Parton. Parton's shot is short. Rebounded by Dent. Dent puts it up and in. Parton hit the deck after his shot.
And
a little bit of physical play inside, and he's still trying to shake out the cobwebs.
It took him a while to get up.
He did.
The play was over before he did.
Meanwhile, down at the other end, we got Joe Brown. Gets it over to Boone. Boone, left-hand dribble. Ooh, top of the key, wide open. Throws up a three. Good boy. My God, the Rainmakers he brings in. That's what we call the Seth Wheeler special. Down at the other end, we got Hunter is going to be fouled on the corner by Hamilton. Foul all the way.
That's Hamilton's third foul.
Oh, my God. They don't want to lose him.
No, he's their spark plug. He does everything. He can rebound, he can steal, and he's got a sweet-looking shot.
Yeah, they've put the clamps on him this game so far, so that doesn't mean you don't want him in there, though. Here we go. Parton's going to inbound it. Bounce past to Couch, who just came in the game. Couch has it between the circles. And... crossover dribble. Tries to lose his man. No good. Gets it over to Schubert. Schubert with a ball fake. Thinks about it and gets it back to Couch. Top of the key. Couch. Oh, the little backdoor pass by Couch to Parton's going to be no good. Dent gets the rebound. Knocks it to Schubert. Schubert misses it. No good. Rebound goes underneath to Parton. Parton, as he's going up with it, is going to get fouled by...
Brown. Let it be known. That's my guess. Yeah.
Oh, that was Joe Brown with the foul. That'll be the fifth foul on Douglas. And the fourth foul on Brown, also not good.
Knox County should have, when Schultz had the ball, he decided to take a power dribble, allow the defense to collapse and get a good block on him, instead of just putting it up right away. I don't understand that, and it did not pay dividends.
No, that comes from, at one point or another, not having confidence in your shot. So you just got to have confidence that if the coach puts you out there, you got to be able to shoot it when you get it. Schubert, meanwhile, gets it to... Parton. Parton gets back to Schubert, now to Couch. Couch to Hamlin. Hamlin hands it off to Couch. Couch is going to try to go around Bacon. He does. They're going to say and one on that, and that'll be Joe Brown's fifth foul, I believe.
No,
that'll be a foul on 20, Bacon.
Ooh, that should have been on Brown. He was the one on the ground.
They must have. Bacon was bodying him up the whole way in. They must have called it right there at the end of the play. So that's good news for Douglas. Because Brown's replacement is sitting here waiting to come in the game. That would have been tough.
He looks like he's recovered from his fall earlier.
That's right. Boone with a little left-handed shot. No good. Parton gets the rebound. He tries to bring it out. 29-27 Knox. It's 29-27 and 3:10 left to go. Same play here.
Hamlin loves those extended arm handoffs, doesn't he?
He's waiting for him to take his picture, maybe. Couch tries to go around Bacon. Bacon says, not this time. Now Couch says, set it up again. Here comes a handoff. Oop, no. Bacon said, I'm not letting you do it again. Hamlin takes the initiative, goes all the way in. Rebound by Camp. Camp gets it over to Bacon. Bacon brings it up the right-hand side of the floor. Now gets it to Boone. Boone sets up for three. No good. Rebound inside by Ditt. That was not much. He throws him high, but he's got a soft enough touch. That thing just kind of teetered on the rim for a little bit. The Couch has it at the other end. Crossover dribble. Gets it over to Hamlin. Hamlin loses the handle on it.
That's
now they're
going to
call a
foul
on
Hamilton.
Coach is going to have to sit him down.
Douglas has two guys now with four fouls with 2:30 left to play here still in the third quarter.
That's six fouls on Douglas and one for Knox County.
Needless to say, they're feeling the pain here. I don't know if Horsley still is or not because he took that awful spill earlier.
Well, he didn't look too bad. Here's the first shot by Hamlin. It's good. That's a three-point game, 30-27 Knox with 2:28 left to go in the third. He's going to get one more. It's up, and it's good, too. Boone's going to get it to Horzu, who gets it back to Boone. Boone will bring it across. 2:25 left to go in the third. 31-27 knock. Crossover dribble loses Couch. Almost loses it on his hip. Gets it to Camp, top of the key. Camp over to Horsley. Horsley pulling past inside. Man, how did he get that
he
much work on
that.
It didn't look like he threw it as hard as he did.
He has kind of a windmill one-handed throw, and that thing was moving.
It was. It banged off of the mat there behind the basket, and it still went
far. It went through Boone's hands to begin with.
Yeah.
He slowed
Boone's
it down.
Okay. Well, 2:14, Knox is going to get it with a chance to extend their lead. Like we said, Douglas, 7 fouls, Knox County with 1, so Knox will be shooting bonus here from here on out. Knox going to inbound it at the far end of the court.
Knox County is going to try to inbound it here. They get it into Couch, and Couch is motoring on down the court. Finally pulls up here. Has it between the circles. Sets up an offense. Not going to trick his man Smith to the hole. He kicks it back out to Schubert. Schubert tries to pass it off to Parton there, and it's stolen by Boone. Boone takes the length of the court, puts up a real floater, and it goes home. Boy, it was not a good shot, but he got it to fall
his
somehow.
His hips were going one way, his shoulders the other, and somehow he squared up and was able to put it in.
29-31 with 1:47 left to play here in third quarter. Meanwhile, Knox kind of gets the ball into Dent. Dent shuffles his feet before the shot, so it's going to be a turnover. Going to be Douglas ball here. Smith pinned down, gets it into Boone. Boone's going to bring it up the court. Boone takes it right side, now going to bring it back left. Gets it on to Smith into the left corner. It goes baseline, little floater, no good. Rebounded by, it was knocked out of bounds by Dent, so it'll stay with Douglas. Douglas will be able to take it out underneath their own basket here. Boone has it. Gets it off to Smith. Smith sets up for three, a little strong. And the board is recovered here by Couch. Couch has a left wing, now he takes it off the key. Now dribbles right, tries to take Smith to the hole, can't do it. Jump stops on the free throw line, gets it off to Parton for three, no good. Maybe fouled by Hamilton, they didn't call it. The ball is transitioned down to Hamilton, but he loses it to Parton, I believe. And he gives it back to Couch. Couch brings it up for Knox County. Couch is open from three. Smith is really just daring him to take it. There's 51 seconds left to play. I don't know if they're going to play for the last shot. They are not, because Couch shoots it, and it's rebounded by Horsley. And then they're going to get Dent with the foul. That was lucky there by Horsley backing into him, and they just got the foul on Dent.
Horsley kind of lost his – the ball kind of bounced up too high for him. He kind of lost his balance and fell back into Dent, and Dent was unfortunate enough to get the foul on that.
That's just his first.
And that second foul on the Eagles. Boone's down at the other end, nearly loses it, and he's going to lose it. It's going to be jump ball. It's going to go to the Eagles.
36 seconds left. I bet they do wait for the last shot here.
Well, you might as well. You've got a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
We got mass substitutions here by Knox County.
Hunter coming into the game. Schultz inbounds it to Couch. We got 30 seconds left, 31-29. Couch over to Hunter on the right-hand side, and on the wing, holding it high. Knocked away, but picked up by
Schultz
there at top of the key.
Woo!
Schultz almost loses it, but Couch comes and picks it up instead. Guarded by Smith out of the circle. We got 13 seconds left. Smith all over him, gets it to Hunter. Hunter's near half court, 8 seconds left. Hunter is going to look to take the last shot himself. Throws it up off the glass and good. 3 seconds left. 2-1. Horsley throws up a shot from
man! That was close!
He caught it. Horsley got the inbounds at the free throw line at the other end. Turned around and heaved it up. It hit off the side of the rim. Soft as a baby's breath there. I mean, it was a good shot. It was like he shot it from 15 feet.
Yeah, it was a good shot there.
Oh, my God.
I thought initially it looked like he shot it too soft, and then it just kept carrying and finally hit the side of the rim.
Well, we got the fans, overhead fans on tonight. Maybe they got caught in the jet stream up there. But man, that thing, if he would have, if I mean, maybe missed it by what, 2 inches, 3 inches?
Yeah, if he'd got about, you know, 4 inches easily to the left, it would have gone down.
Because it hit, I mean, it didn't hit off the front of the rim, it hit off the direct side of the
rim.
Yeah,
he had the right distance, just a little off to the side.
And the one Douglas fan that's up there would have given him a standing O, he had to.
Yeah, Knox County, you can see, has the advantage of fan base.
That's right.
But that's not going to stop Douglas. They're only down four here with a whole quarter left to play. 29-33 is your score, and Douglas has the ball. They decided to reward him after that close shot.
Yeah.
Boone has it for Douglas. Has it top the key. Gets it off to Horsley left wing. Horsley's feeling it after nearly making that long shot. Anyway, he gives it back to Boone. Boone looking to pass. Now gets a right wing for Smith. Smith brings it back top the key. Going to give it to Horsley. Horsley's going to drive into the lane and lose it. And couches off to the race as he slows down and hits the left-handed layup.
That looked like that was kind of kicked by Knox County. They didn't call anything, but it's tough to say what the refs see and what we see. So
it's often different.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how that works out.
Boone gets the left wing for Smith. Now to Camp. Camp's outside the arc. Now dribbles into the lane. Yeah, the big guy misses a bad off the bat.
Hey, it was worth a try. At least he dribbled. He took a shot he was comfortable with there. He didn't settle for the three-pointer.
Hunter brings it across for Knox County and gets it right wing for Dent. Dent looking to pass. He had Parton open on a cut. Anyway, he gives it back to Hamlin. Hamlin dribbles into the lane and hits a little shot off the backboard. 37-29, your score. Knox County has extended their lead to eight.
It's about time for the three-point barrage here, I feel.
Boone's looking for it. He's going to take it in down baseline on the left side. Now he picks up his dribble and cross-court pass to Smith. Smith goes around Couch, and I don't know what he did, but Couch comes away with the ball. He goes in and he misses a shot, rebounded by Horsley. Horsley gives it back to Smith, and he is off to the race. He's going to kick it out to Camp. Oh, they call it with a charge. I don't know about that.
I don't think so either. Well, the thing was, down at the other end, you get Couch trying to jump into the defender to draw the foul. They didn't call it. And down here, Douglas is able to get the charge on it. So, I mean, different circumstances. You usually don't see that far away from the basket. But
meanwhile, Brown's going to come into the game for Camp. 6:25 left to play here, fourth quarter action. It's 29-37 in favor of Knox County. They've kind of gone on a little run here. Douglas has had some okay shots, just haven't gotten a fall. And then that last call where Smith drove into the lane, kicked it out to Camp. Camp would have been wide open for a 12-foot shot. Instead, they called the foul on Smith, the charge there. Just some shaky calls here and there, and game's still tight enough for Douglas to come back. Heck,
definitely.
Like first quarter, they were down probably, they were down 10 points with, I would say, a minute left. And by the end of the first quarter, it was 10-9. So anything's possible here at the good old ball games.
We'll see what kind of game Knox County is going to, definitely probably won't be in any hurry to run any offense.
Oh, no, they're going to run some clock burner.
I don't think they know what clock burner is. That's a Brashear thing. Meanwhile, Hunter brings it down. Now it kind of drifts back out between the circles. Holds it high. Gets it to Dent. Dent has it just outside the free throw line. Gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin wide open for a second. Then Hamilton comes to guard him. Over to Couch. Couch holds it high. Left-handed dribble. Gets his defender off of him. Then gets it back to Schultz. Schultz with the same thing. Gets it over to Hunter. Hunter puts it around the rim and good.
Around the rim twice.
Now it's a 10-point game with 5:50 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Boone calls a set play where he gets to shoot a three.
Maybe. And he does it. It's going to be partially blocked. It's going to be rebounded by Couch underneath the basket. You're going to give him a ball fake, I believe, from now on. At least get him up in the air and maybe draw a foul. I don't know. Meanwhile, down at the other end, the Eagles get it to Dent. Dent holds it high outside the three-point line. Bounce pass over to Hamlin. Hamlin goes around the defender. Left-handed layup. Good. Now it's a 12-point lead with 5:20 left to go in the fourth. Douglas is going to do something to stop the bleeding. This is our biggest deficit of the game.
I smell comeback.
You smell comeback? Brown gets it to Smith. We'll see if Douglas smells the same thing. Smith gets it over to Boone. Boone comes back around top of the key. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Camp there. Threw his shoulder on the charge. I don't think you could pick any 1 second in there where he was actually set.
Yeah, he got a little aggressive there on the pick.
And Knox is going to bring it back the other way.
Knox has a chance to extend it to a 12-point lead here.
As Hunter brings it across, bounce pass, going to be stolen by Camp. He's going to try to get his money's worth. Comes all the way across the other end. Nice little athletic play there. Zipped across the lane on his jump stop. And
the big guy can move there for Douglas.
He burned it down the court on that and down to a 10-point game. Something they've managed to do before. 4:38 left. That's overthrown. Smith gets that one. He looks up ahead to Brown. Brown
loses it out of
bounds. Gets some face time with the wall there because the pass skipped out of his hands. And Brown, if you're gonna run that fast, you might as well head toward the mat there. Oh, it hit the wall right underneath the clock. He's okay, luckily. As Couch brings it back the other way, 4.5 left to go in the fourth. It's 41-31. Douglas Camp start getting some turnovers here. Hamlin. Ooh, he's going to be fouled by Hamilton. Is that five
he's
on Hamilton?
Done. Hamilton fork in him.
That's Hamilton's fifth foul. And that's double bonus there for maybe. Yeah, that's double bonus for Knox County.
They called that on 50.
No, I think it was on Hamilton.
There they go. I was going to say.
Now they're going to let him shoot a free throw, even though Hamilton's not eligible.
Do they notice? Yeah.
I would say, if I was Douglas, I'd say that free throw shouldn't count because we had an ineligible player in, and it's not our fault he was still in the game.
That's good thinking. Why don't we protest that?
Well, I know somebody that would protest it if it was a different sport. Here's Hamlin. No good. Rebound to Horsley. Horsley gets it over to Boone. Boone to Bacon.
They need Bacon to get some shots off quicker here.
Up to Camp. Camp corrals it and is going to be fouled by Dent. I think it's 42-31, yeah. There we go. 11-point game.
And the coach correctly announces that Dent cannot block Camp.
Here comes Camp. Made the first one. And made the second one. He's got a good touch from the line, Camp does.
He's pretty athletic for a big guy.
And Hunter's going to bring it across. Either that's the hospitality room or there's some clock burning right here. Hunter apparently didn't hear that. Cam gets the rebound, takes off with it, gives it to Horsley. Horsley looking to cut in the 9-point lead, gives it to Boone. Boone throws it up from 18. No good. Rebound over the top by Brown, and Brown's going to go sit down the rest of the game.
He's done as well.
And that'll be 5 on him. And that'll be 2 free throws for the Eagles.
Here come the scrubs.
Here comes the scrubs. Andre Robinson's coming in. No offense, Andre, but you haven't played the whole game.
But he looks ready.
He's stretched it out a little bit like he's been sitting down for a while.
There's a good reason for that. Here we go again. They're going to shoot another. No, they're going to let him in come in this time.
Parton is going to shoot 2 here.
He'll be 1 and 2.
You think so?
Yep.
He makes the first one. Get ready with the rebound, Douglas. Tyler said he's missing this one.
You heard it here first.
Back up to a 10-point lead here for Knox. And it's short. Rebound by Dent, who immediately puts it back up and in.
I didn't call that.
No, I didn't say anything about Dent showing up. Douglas would have liked to have that information. 45-33 with 3:38 left to go in the fourth.
I told him he was going to miss.
Yep. Camp is going to put it up from 18.
Oh,
he
hit it
out. Good.
Camp's got a good stroke now that I've seen him a little bit.
Yeah, he gets his feet set underneath him. He's been known to throw up the wild shot or 3 over the course of the game. Hunter is going to bring it across. 3:20 left to go.
Here's Clockburner.
Yeah, definitely. Schubert gets it from Hunter. Schubert trying to break down his man. Gets it back out to Hunter.
Bacon needs to push up on his man if they expect to come back here.
That's right. Horsley comes out to cover Hamlin. Hamlin's inside the half-court circle even. Now Hunter has it at half-court. There's 2:59 left to go in the fourth. 12-point game. Schubert gets it out in the corner.
Boone's too far away, they say. Nah, here we go. They've burned a minute here successfully.
Boone nearly stole that one. Horsley comes up on him. They're going to have to start fouling here. 12 seconds left. Maybe when it gets under 2 minutes,
they got that new guy in here. He doesn't have any fouls yet.
No, Andre Robinson is foulless, and he's hanging out underneath the basket. He's 30 feet away from anyone else. Hunter gets it. Hey, the crowd's clapping for whatever reason. I have no idea why.
This is a good, successful clock burner.
It is. They know this is a crowd that appreciates a good clock burner. Ooh, they're going to call a charge on Schubert over there.
What? He didn't hit anybody. No, they're going to get
They're going to get Hunter. A little Hunter with that on a moving screen.
I don't know, but it's going to be Douglas Ball. They need to get some shots down in a hurry.
That's right. Boone's taking his time.
And Boone walks up the court. Oh, if I was their coach, I'd be hot under the collar right now.
Their coach is hot anyway. He's always hot. Bacon gets to the top of the key. He's going to throw up a three.
Ooh.
Back of the rim, no good.
Ooh.
Rebound underneath by Robinson.
He hadn't touched the ball yet.
Hey. And gets it to Boone. Boone underneath to Robinson. Robinson loses the handle, gets it to Camp, who loses the handle, and gets it stolen by Dent. Now it's slapped up by Dent.
Uh-oh.
Dent gets it ahead to Parton. Parton is going to have it knocked away by Bacon. Now Parton. Oh.
Stepped on the line. Oh,
Robinson,
Bacon stepped on the line.
Robinson knocked it away from Parton. When Bacon ran down to challenge the fast break, he ended up out of bounds, and whenever Robinson knocked it away, it went right into Bacon's lap, and Bacon couldn't get back in time. Bacon was taken off the other way. He didn't think he did anything wrong. And it'll be out of bounds. Knox County trying to throw it in, bounce past the couch.
They got a minute 45 left to burn here. Hunter has it top the key. Now gets the right wing for Couch. Couch gives it to Schultz. Schultz almost has it poked away there by Boone. Now he gives it back to Hunter. Hunter's going to stand there because nobody gets it. Here comes Robinson. Oh, he's feisty. He gets on him like, he got him anyway. Now Bacon has it. Bacon's guarding the couch for Knox County. Couch gets it off to Schultz. Schultz guarded by Boone. Now he gives it back to Couch. Couch has trouble, now finds Hunter. Hunter back to Couch. Couch guarded by Bacon. Couch calling for Hunter to come over, instead just passes it to him. 1 minute left to play now. Hunter guarded by the new boy, Robinson. Now back out to Couch. Couch guarded by Bacon, and the crowd comes alive when the good clock burn is gone for a minute. Now back to Hunter. 45 seconds left to play. Hunter dribbles in, now back out, and is probably fouled. They didn't call it. Now to Couch. Couch almost goes over and back. Now gets to Dent. Dent gives it back out to Hunter. Now across to Schultz, and now to Couch. I have never seen so much applauding when nothing ever happened. This is the craziest thing. Now, Robinson gets his foul in. Good play, Robinson. He gets Hunter. 28.2 seconds left to play, and Hunter's going to have a couple free throws. Knox County coach shanks his guys from rebounding, so it'll be two shots here for Hunter with no other player to rebound for Knox County. First shot's good. He dribbles 1, 2, 3 times. Second shot is in the air. Out. Rebounded by, yes, Douglas got it. Mostly got it, got off to Boone. Boone pulls up from deep. Oh, money. That was, how deep do you think that was? That was deep.
He was at least 8 feet behind the three-point line there.
Man. Then they foul Hunter again. 14.8 seconds left to go. They're only down 10, but with 14 seconds, I think it's pretty tough to come back. They allowed him to burn too much clock there. Finally, Robinson got some sense about him and went out and fouled him. Hunter's first shot bounces in. Here we go. He made his second shot. 48-36 is the score. Here comes Boone. Boone's going to take a three. I smell it. Oh, he pulls up too deep. He gives it off to Robinson. Robinson gets on the floor. Oh. Robinson's shot didn't go anywhere.
Robinson had to absorb a lot of contact there. 48-36 is our final score. Knox County comes away with the victory. Yeah, Robinson will, like I said, had to absorb a lot of contact. His ball went about 12, 14 feet in the air and about 2 feet in distance. So, hey, thanks for coming up, Douglas. We'll see you back here on Friday. And we'll be back with Novinger Girls versus Knox County Girls here in about 12 minutes.
Good evening, this is John Slavin reporting to you from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri for tonight's Wednesday night matchups in the Brashear Tournament. This is time for the second series of games. The first games were between Douglas and Knox County Boys. Knox County came up on top 48-36. We're ready to get underway in the girls matchup between Knox County and Novinger. Starting lineup for the Novinger Wildcats will be Katie King, Whitney Middleton, Courtney Bronner, Caitlin Bronner, and Emily Wayman. For Knox County, it'll be Billy Mitchell, Stephanie Hicks, Rachel Delaney, Tessa Raymer, and Miranda James. Teams are taking the floor, and we're just about ready to get underway. Tyler Killen is joining me tonight in this broadcast. What do you see as things to look out for in this game?
I believe the speed of Novinger is going to compete here with the inside presence of Hicks for the Knox County Eagles. Here we go. We got jump ball. Hicks versus Wayman. About the same height, and Hicks tips it to her teammate. And then it's poked away, and there's a little fight for it, but Katie King for Novinger recovers it, so Novinger will have first possession. She gets it off to Bronner. Now right wing for...
Her sister Bronner.
Now over to the other Bronner. That'll be Courtney. Now to Caitlin. Now Courtney. Bronner.
I can see this is going to be a long night.
Now right wing for King. She doesn't have a sister that I know of. Out to Middleton. Now top the King for Bronner. Not Courtney. Caitlin, and she misses it. Rebound by Raymer for Knox County. She brings it up the court for the Eagles. She gets her right wing for King. Now into the corner for James. Now into Hicks. Hicks shot off the glass, good. I'm telling you,
that's that trademark left-handed hook shot, turnaround shot, whatever you want to call it, but it's all left-handed. Bronner runs it across the timeline. That's Caitlin. Takes it over the right wing, pulls it out up top, gets it to Courtney over the right wing. Courtney back out to King up top. King holds, sends it over the left-hand side to Bronner. Her shot from just outside the arc is no good. And 33, Raymer comes up with it. Knox County's bringing the ball back the other way. Raymer has it up top, sends it over the left side to Mitchell, back to James in the right quarter, back out to Mitchell. In the paint to the big girl, back out to the right-hand side. Shot is just inside the arc, no good, and Bronner. And it's going to be, that was Wayman with the rebound, and Novinger bringing the ball back the other way.
Bronner has it, gets it to King, top the key. King looks to get it to Courtney Bronner, finally does now left wing. She gets it to her sister at the left elbow. She has trouble, now gives it back to Courtney Bronner. Bronner has a left wing, calls out a play, resets the offense, now gives it to King. King has it between the circles, and Coach Jennings for Novinger calls a timeout. So with 6:01 left to play first quarter, it's 2-0 early in the going, in the early going here in favor of Knox County.
We're going to have a hard time keeping this Courtland and Caitlin Bronner straight. But suffice to say that there's going to be a Bronner touching the ball a good bit of the time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We should mention that one of the regular starters, Anna Grudrich, is not on the floor tonight. It is our understanding that she suffered some sort of a knee injury and will not be playing. I guess we'll see how much that is missed by Novinger, although I will say, in the games I've seen him play, Anna Grigorich is one of their primary ball handlers, and they've seen a little bit sloppy on the outside of the arc here tonight, and so that may be some indication of what problems may lay ahead for the Dominger team.
They still play with the relatively small lineup here. Wayman is obviously the post player. Caitlin Brunner is kind of universal. She can play inside or out. But the other three are undoubtedly guards.
Cortland and... well,
Bronner
to
Bronner.
Bronner to Bronner. Back to King over on the right wing. Back out to Bronner. To Wayman up top the key, back over to Middleton on the left wing. She looks past them, sends it back out to Wayman top, over to Bronner on the right side, and she hits it. They're only going to give her two. She was just inside the arc. Nice looking shot, though. So we're all knotted up. No, it's 3-2. They gave her three. I thought I just made two.
It's just a two.
Now they've reset it, so it's right now. So we're all knotted up at two, and
Hicks is fouled by Wayman. She'll get a couple free throws here. First foul of the game. Hicks has an odd delivery and misses the first one. Her second one is good. Bronner to Bronner again. Boy, they love that combo. Courtney dribbles right side. A little push off there. I can see this is going to be a feisty game. Gives it back to her sister. To Middleton on the right wing to Wayman. Wayman gets it to Caitlin outside the arc. This time, no good. Rebounded by Raymer of Knox County. She brings it up the court. Gets it left wing for Mitchell. She gets it into Hicks. Now back to Mitchell. She dribbles the free throw line. I kick it out to Raymer. Raymer goes inside. A little jumper from the free throw line. Bounces in and out. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks shot. Swooping hook shot. And it goes in. 5-2.
I actually think I saw some right arm usage on that shot, which is something I haven't seen.
It was a good looking shot there by Hicks. The only way she was going to get it up.
Wayman's shooting from way far away. That's probably not where she's used to shooting the ball most of the time. And
it showed on that shot.
That's right. So Raymer will bring the ball back the other way to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to throw up a long one. It's no good, but James comes up with the rebound, dribbles across the lane and pulls it out, hands the rock over to Raymer. Raymer will bring it back up top. Raymer hands it off to Mitchell, back to James on the left corner. James is double-teamed, and she gets it into Mitchell, then back to Dent, back out to Raymer. And Raymer's shot from straight up is no good, but Novinger comes up with the ball. Courtney Bronner, the elder of the two sisters, will walk it up across. Timeline hands it off to Middleton. Middleton gets it back to the left corner. The shot is good. I'm not sure. Oh, that's going to be a Bronner that shot that. It's going to be Courtney. So, 5-4, Knox County. 3 minutes, 44 seconds left. Knox County with the ball. And it's going to be Raymer to Mitchell, and her shot is no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Novinger's ball. One team foul on Novinger, none on Knox County. 5-4, Knox County with the advantage. 3 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first. Caitlin will inbound it to Courtney. Bronner's, of course. Courtney rocks it across the line, hands it off to Middleton over the left wing, over to King on the right wing, back to Middleton. Middleton looks to send it back to the corner, but thinks otherwise, over to King on the right-hand side. Gets it to Courtney Bronner, and her kind of an off-balance shot is no good, and they've jiggled the ball around a little bit, and now it's going to be a scrum on the floor. I'm surprised they haven't called traveling.
Everybody on the court touched the ball that time.
Did they call it traveling or jump ball?
No, I believe it's a... I think somebody was out of bounds. I think one of the Knox County players was out of bounds when they were touching the ball, so it's not in your ball. They get it into King, now left wing for Bronner. Courtney, that is. Now top the key for King. Now right wing for Middleton. She looks in, now puts on the floor, picks it back up, gets it off to King just inside the arc, top the key. No, shot's no good, rebounded by Hicks. Hicks goes around Wayman. Now she's going to stop and hand off to her point guard.
This is a new girl,
Tungate. Tungate gets it to Raymer, left wing. Now back to Tungate, top the key. She holds. Now left wing for Raymer. Two hands above the head. Gets it into Hicks. A little push off. Shot's good. Should have been an offensive foul there. Good push by Hicks.
She's pretty deadly, though, with that left hand on that spin move. Bronner's going to bring it across the line. Nearly travels with it. Off, hands it off to King. King brings back up to the top of the key over to Middleton. Back over to King. Middleton up top. Over to Caitlin Bronner on the right side. Back out to King. King to Middleton on the left side. Back to King on top of the key. Back to corner to Courtney Bronner. She hands it off to Caitlin. Back to King just inside the arc. And
3 seconds
call.
Wayman had a little camp built inside there, and she didn't get out of it. It's going to be Knox County ball. Tungate's going to bring it up for her. She has it top the key. Hands straight off to Raymer. Raymer now gets a left wing for Mitchell. Mitchell drive right on to Courtney Bronner. Now hands off to Tungate. Now back to Mitchell. Mitchell gets it off to Raymer. Pass is deflected, but Raymer corrals it. Guarded closely by Middleton. Now right wing for Hicks. Hicks now top the key for Raymer. Now left wing for Mitchell off the left elbow. No good. Her shot is no good. She gets her own rebound clear across the court. Tracks it down. Now her pass is deflected by Caitlin Bronner. And as Caitlin Bronner was picking it up, I think they're going to get Hicks here on the reach. Or, excuse me, Mitchell on the reach.
So it's going to be an Avengers ball. Bronner to Bronner. And Courtney will bring it back the other way. 7-4. Knox County with the advantage. Courtney Bronner has it just across the timeline. Nice little screen set there by King. And it's tipped out of bounds by Knox County. Novinger should retain possession of it. King will inbound it for Novinger.
This game doesn't seem like it has as much action as the last game we saw.
I'd say that's right.
Nearly over and back there by Novinger.
Yep, Middleton about lost it. Wayman with it on the right.
Oh, man.
And her shot was off the mark. Wow.
That is a frustration foul, and she doesn't seem to have any remorse for it. Just threw a brick up against the backboard. It's a wonder we still have one.
Yep. Raymer was standing there with the ball, and Wayman just plowed right into her. So that's the second foul on Wayman. Here in the early going of the first period, Knox County with the shot and Wayman with the block and going out of bounds is going to be Novinger's ball. Caitlin to Courtney, and we're coming the other way. 48 seconds left in the first period. 7-4, Knox County with the advantage. Caitlin to Courtney on the right-hand side to King up top. King passes it off to Courtney. He takes it in the lane, loses the handle on it, and Hicks comes up with it. Loses it, but Raymer picks it up and takes it the other way. Dribbles in the lane, loses the handle on it, and King comes up with it for Novinger. Courtney Bronner brings it across the timeline up top over to Courtney on the right-hand wing. A lot of movement going on here. King with the ball. Thought about taking a shot. Hands it off to Courtney Bronner. She looked to pass it out. Turned around, saw there was a little bit of an opening, threw up a brick kind of a thing, but it fell in.
Raymer has it now for Knox County, gets the right wing for Mitchell into the court. They didn't see how much time they had, and then Mitchell, instead of shooting it, decided to pass it into Tungate, and as that happened, the buzzer went off as time, and time expired. So after one quarter, it's 6-7 in favor of Knox County.
I'm not sure what you... I guess you would call that a dish shot that she had down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a swooping shot there by Bronner.
Kind of shot from the hip.
Crowd is starting to fill up here. Not too many empty seats left. And actually, there's quite a few people standing. So if they were all sitting down, I'm sure there would be a packed house. I think it's going to be Knox County ball here to start things for the second quarter. As usual, Knox County is the last team on the court. They were slow to get in last game as well. At any rate, they get the ball into Raymer. We're going to start the second quarter. Yeah, Raymer puts it on the floor, has it between the circles. Now gets the left wing for Tungay into the corner for James. Back to Tungay. She spots up for three, in and out. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks' shot is up and in. Left-handed, just like John says. 9-6, 7:38 left to play, second quarter.
Boy, that Tungay shot was like a whole-body shot. She used every bit of her body to get that thing to three-point land.
She's not very big. It took a lot of strength to get it up there. Middleton has it for Novinger. Gets the left wing for Courtney Bronner. She dribbles in. Now passes off to Wayman. Her shot is off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by... Well, there's a fight between Caitlin Bronner and Stephanie Hicks. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Caitlin Bronner. Caitlin Bronner. Oh, this Bronner deal's got me confused. Anyway, it's going to be Knox County ball. Raymer brings it up and gets the left wing for James. Steps inside the arc. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. And now she hands off to Courtney Bronner. The fact that they pass it to each other more than anybody else doesn't help it. Middleton has a left wing, now top to keeper King. Now to Middleton for three, off the backboard, hard off the backboard. Man, Novinger throws it hard off the backboard. Rebounded by Hicks, and she gives it to Raymer, who's going to bring it up the court. Raymer pushes it right side, now back left. Outside the arc by about 3 feet, she picks up her dribble, now to Tungate. Tungate gets it into Hicks, that's from 8 feet. Now back out to Raymer for the shot, no good, rebounded by Tungate, back to Raymer, now to Tungate, left wing, now to Raymer, top the key. Raymer back to Tungate. Tungate gets it into Hicks. Hicks turnaround shot, left hand, off the side of the backboard, rebounded by Middleton of Navajir, who gives it to Courtney Bronner. Bronner brings it up the court, gets it right wing now for King. King cross court pass to Middleton. Middleton gets it into Wayman. Wayman working in the inside paint off the backboard. What a surprise. And then it's fumbled out of bounds by Knox County's Amanda Woods. She just lost it right off her own foot out of bounds. So it'll be Novinger ball out from underneath their own basket.
A lot of substitutions going on here by Knox County. I tell you one thing that we are seeing is almost no substitutions by Novinger, and we got two fouls already on Wayman. We'll see how that plays out as the game progresses. King gets it into, or attempts to get it into Wayman, but it's knocked away by Knox County, and so they come away with the steal, and they're going to bring it back the other way. Raymer brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Mitchell over the left wing. Looks to get it in to Hicks, but doesn't work, so she takes it back to Raymer up top the key, back to Mitchell, over across the lane, and they're going to send it back up that top, and Raymer's going to take a shot. No good. Hicks with the rebound. Her shot's no good. Novinger comes up with it. It's Wayman with the rebound. Courtney Bronner brings it across the timeline to the right side. Caitlin Bronner up top over to Middleton on the left side. Back out to King up top to Middleton the left wing. Back to King up top over to Courtney Bronner on the right wing. And Coach Jennings not happy with what he's seeing, so he takes a timeout, and we'll regroup here in a second.
Well, both teams are throwing it off the backboard so hard at halftime, I think we need to go get a ladder, John, and go up and inspect the backboards for cracks. I mean, they are absolutely pounding the backboard with the ball. I've never seen so many shots hard off the backboard like that. And most of them have not fallen. There's been a few soft enough ones to hit the backboard, catch the front rim, and go in. But a lot of them are just absolutely clanked off of it.
The pace of this game is quite a bit different from the last game, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was an interesting game to match up with the Douglas boys from Columbia. Some of their shots didn't always fall, but my guys, were they running.
Oh, the game was fast-paced, and so were they. What do you see happening the rest of the second quarter here, John?
Well, I don't know so much about the second quarter. It's going to be interesting to see if Novinger doesn't kind of run out of gas towards the end of the game. They have done almost no substituting whatsoever in the first half. Caitlin into Courtney Bronner. Bronner has it up top. Gets it to Middleton over on the left wing. She dribbles it in the lane, loses the handle on it, and Knox County comes up with a steal. Raymer's going to bring the ball back the other way, brings it across the timeline, hands it off over to Mitchell on the left wing. And she's just about mugged by Courtney Bronner, and she ends up walking with it, so it's going to be an Avengers ball. Caitlin Bronner was going to inbound it to her sister Courtney, and Courtney's going to bring it across the timeline for an Avenger. 5:47 left in the first half, 9-6, Knox County with the advantage. Middleton to King. King takes it around the horn to the right-hand side. Comes in the baseline, into the paint, two, tries to get it in to Wayman. And Hicks knocks it away. Knox kind of comes up with it. And they're going to, I thought for a minute they were going to take coast to coast, but Mitchell backs it out. Sends it back to Raymer up top, back to Mitchell, back to Raymer up top again. Mitchell goes over to the left-hand side. She ends up with the ball. And Knox County's coach doesn't like what he sees and takes a timeout.
This is actually one of the calmer timeouts I've seen him have. I can't even hear the conversation.
Well, we've had the advantage of being able to see quite a bit of the Knox County coach because he coaches both teams. So we've got to see what he had to say in both games. What do you think he's saying in that huddle there, Tyler?
He says, go down there and score some points. We need a bigger lead.
All right. Mitchell's going to inbound it to Raymer. Raymer has the ball up top. Sends it over to
Noonan.
Got a new girl in the game now. Hicks with that patented left-handed shot is no good, and they're going to call something. What'd they call there, Tyler? I was looking down at the time.
I believe another new gal for Delaney got the rebound and then was pushed by Bronner. Courtney, that is. So it's going to be a foul, and they're going to get the inbound. They get it into Hicks. Hicks puts up a left-handed shot. No good. Rebounded by, well, there's a mini scrum, and it's come. Bronner comes out with it. Courtney Bronner comes up with it. She takes it into the lane, puts up a runner around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks gets it off to Raymer, and Raymer's going to bring it up the court for the Eagles. She gets it across the timeline, guarded closely by Middleton. She now passes to Mitchell. Mitchell puts it on the floor, now picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Noonan. Noonan now to Raymer. Raymer between the circles, picks up dribble, gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell right wing, gets it into Hicks. Hicks back out to Raymer, just inside the arc. Bounces out, rebounded by Noonan. Noonan now right wing for Mitchell. Mitchell puts up a three, splash! 12-6 now, 3:10 left to play, second quarter. Knox County has taken a six-point lead.
Courtney Bronner hands it off to King over on the right-hand side, back to Middleton on the left side. Middleton decides she's going to take off with it, gets it to Courtland Bronner. Travels it in the lane, nearly loses it, but comes back up with it. Courtney Bronner's going to shoot for three, no good. Hicks with the rebound, and Knox County's going to bring the ball back the other way. It's going to be Raymer bringing it across the timeline. Raymer to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Raymer up top. Get it in the lane to Hicks. I predict she'll shoot with her left hand, which she does, but she is hammered while she does it, and so she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. She was in an awful lot of traffic when she tried to make that shot. But
they're going to get Courtney Bronner with her second foul there. Could have been on Wayman. You know, Wayman and Hicks, they have their parties inside the lane. Both of them spend the whole possession inside the lane. Wayman will go down and camp out right in the middle, and then Hicks will come down and do the exact same thing.
Hicks' first shot is good. Her second shot's on the way, and it rims out, and Novinger comes up with it. It's Courtney Bronner. She'll bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Middleton over on the left-hand side. Middleton brings it up, sends it back out top of the key to King, back to Middleton, into the lane to Bronner, and she, boy, I think they should have could have called her with traveling. She
might
have lost the handle on the ball, but they're going to say that she was fouled by Mitchell.
And she lost it behind her there and then recovered it, but it looked like she shuffled the feet while she was doing it.
That's what I think, too. But we don't get paid the big bucks to be the refs. So Bronner is going to take a shot, and it goes in. So now it's up 13-7, Knox County with the advantage. Bronner's second shot is on its way, and it bounces around but ends up going in. 13-8, Knox County with the advantage.
Raymer inbounds to Tungate, back to Raymer now. He's going to bring it up the court for Knox County. She gets it across the timeline. Now gets a left wing, and Bronner saw it all the way. It just couldn't corral it before it went out of bounds.
Bronner was looking for that pass more than Tungate was.
Yeah, she was expecting that all the way from half court. Tungate's going to take it out of bounds. They can't get it to anybody. Passes it straight into the hands of King of Novinger. King is off to the races, and she loses out of bounds. I don't know what they're going to call, though. She might have been... they're going to say somebody else knocked it out off of Knox County, so it's going to be Dovinger ball. Caitlin Brunner to inbound. She's going to get it into her sister, Courtney. Courtney dribbles into the lane on free throw line. Now gives it off to Middleton just inside the arc on the left side. Her shot's no good. And they're going to get a pushing foul on Novinger's Wayman. I believe that's Wayman's third, isn't it?
I believe so. No, it's on
just a second.
That's right. That's right.
I thought she had three. Anyway, it's going to be Knox County ball. Raymer brings it up for the Eagles. She picks up her dribble. Now can't find anybody. Finally gets it off to Hicks. Hicks is out of her comfort zone. She gives it back to Raymer. Now goes back down into the lane to camp out. Raymer drives into the lane. They're going to get it with a double dribble. Turnover. It's going to be Novinger ball. 8-13 to score. 1:42 left to play. First half.
Bronner to Bronner, and Courtney's going to bring it across the lane. This time, 1:39 left in the half. Bronner over the left-hand side to Middleton, guarded by Raymer. Middleton back to Caitlin Bronner. Her shot is up off the glass. She used the bank on that one.
What a surprise. They all use the bank. Raymer brings it up for Knox County. Guarded closely by Middleton. Can't find anybody open. Goes left side. Almost is carrying the ball there. She gets it off to Hicks. Hicks is four steps outside the arc. She gives it back to Raymer, and they're going to run something for the last shot of the quarter, it looks like. And just as I say that, tongue gate lets a deep one go, and it's rebounded by Caitlin Bronner.
Courtney will bring the ball back the other way to other side, on the far side. Kicks it back to Caitlin. Caitlin's going to shoot. Her shot is off the rim, no good. And James had the rebound for a second, but then Courtney Bronner got her hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. And so Novinger will retain possession of the ball. Courtney Brunner is going to inbound it for Novinger. 13-10, 48 seconds left and a half. Knox County with the advantage. King gets up with the ball, and her shot just inside the arc is good. 13-12, 43 seconds left. Raymer is going to bring the ball back the other way. Gets it across the timeline, guarded by Middleton. Takes a look. Boy, I didn't know who she was throwing to, but gets it to James. She runs along the baseline. Man doesn't know what to do with it and loses the handle on it. And there's going to be, what is that, Tyler?
That's a scrum, John.
And so Knox County is going to retain possession. Hicks is going to inbound it for Knox County. Got 25 seconds left in the half. They sent it all the way out to Tungate. Tungate over to Hicks on the left-hand side, and her shot for 3 points, no good. And Courtney Brunner comes up with it, hands it off to Caitlin. Caitlin brings it across the timeline, 14 seconds left, over to Courtney Brunner. She's going to take it to the baseline, and she handed it off to King, who put it up and was fouled. Foul is on 13, which is Hicks. That's her first foul. I'm surprised she didn't have any fouls. All right. King now with an opportunity to tie it up.
Missed it.
Came up short, bounced right back to her. King's second shot. This one's good, and we are tied. 8.9 seconds left. Boy, Tungate almost walked with it. Tungate with the ball up top. Passes over the left-hand side back to Tungate. Kicks it over to James. And
too much.
Threw it around too much and let time expire. Boy, we're in a good one. Half time here in this game, and we're all knotted up, 13-all. Low scoring affair. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few.
we're back for some second half action here between the Knox County Eagles and Novinger Wildcats. Lady action here. At halftime, the score is 13-13. Doesn't get much tighter than this, does it, John?
No, it sure doesn't. All knotted up in a low-scoring affair here. What do you see in the second half of tonight's action?
Same thing in the first. They're going to Knox County is going to work it into Hicks, and Novinger is just going to try to get some good-looking shots between all their players.
All right, it's got King with the ball. She brings it over to the right-hand side, sends it back at the Middleton up top to Courtney Bronner. I'm sorry, Caitlin Bronner, then to Courtney, then to Wayman, and she's partially mugged from behind and throws up kind of a duck ball and knocks
it off the backboard, I might add.
Yep, yep. All right, and it's going to be Raymer with the ball for Knox County. Raymer back to James on the left wing, back to the left corner. Shot is up and a little too strong. And Courtney Bronner comes up with it, and Novinger's coming the other way. Boy, she just about lost the handle on it.
I
gets it in the paint to Wayman. Her shot is no good, and Knox County comes up with it. And it's going to be Mitchell, hands it off to Raymer. Raymer brings it across the timeline, takes it over the right-hand side, thinks about sending it in, but brings it over to Mitchell on the left wing, back out to Raymer up top. Over to Hicks. Is that Hicks. No, that's not Hicks. Who is that?
No, that's Hicks. That was Delaney.
Yeah, that's who we had there. All right. Now we got Courtney Bronner with the ball. She's bringing it the other way to Middleton on the left-hand side. Middleton to Caitlin Bronner on the left corner. Back to Courtney Bronner. Courtney brings it around the corner over to King on the right side of the lane, and she's fouled as she goes up for a shot. So she'll go to the line to shoot a couple, see if Novinger can tie it up after that last shot by Knox County. Put them up 15-13.
King will make one of two. Here we go. Gee, misses the first. If my prediction holds true, she'll hit this one.
That's right. And we know your predictions are good.
Here we go. Oh, she missed it. Rebound by Hicks.
Wayman just about went over top of Hicks.
That would have been her third, I believe. Raymer brings it up for Knox County. Gets it right wing for Delaney. Delaney looks into Hicks. Now kicks it back out to Raymer right wing. She decides to shoot a three in and out. Oh, it was down and then came clear back up. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner.
She's thought about that for, I bet, 2 or 3 seconds before she actually shot.
She still was wide open. Bronner has it. Now gets it off to Middleton. Middleton puts it on the floor. Now gets it to Katie King. King now back across the court to Middleton. Now across to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner has it left corner. Hands off to her sister. And Courtney Bronner is going to be fouled shooting a two-point shot. Just in.
That's going to be, I think, a foul on number 13.
Ooh, I thought that she was shooting when they called that foul.
I sure did, too. That's going to be a foul on Hicks, too.
They get the ball into King at the top of the key. King dribbles right side, now picks up a dribble, now goes back to the left side for Middleton, now back right for King. Now to Caitlin Bronner, feeds Courtney Bronner into the lane, and they're going to get her with a charge. She kind of tripped over her own feet and was falling down as she caught the ball and then just flew right on into a defender for Knox County, and she's going to be called for the charge.
She actually was pushed.
Oh, you think she was pushed?
I think she was pushed at the beginning of that little thing, and then she started falling forward. James with the ball on the other end. She tries to get it into Hicks, and it's knocked up by Caitlin Bronner, but Hicks does come up with it, gets it back out to James. Raymer up top. Raymer over to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right side dribbles it up. About a 12-foot runner is up and no good. Courtney Bronner comes up. No, I'm sorry. Caitlin Bronner comes up with it. Hands it off to Courtney, and we're going the other way. Courtney picks up the dribble, hands it off to Middleton, gets it in the lane to Wayman, who shot up off the glass is no good. Hicks comes up with it, and Raymer's going to bring it back the other way for Knox County. 5 minutes left in the third, 15-13. Knox County still with the advantage. Raymer slows it down a little bit, sends it over the left-hand side to
Mitchell.
Mitchell to James, and James with that full-body shot. And it's no good, but I think they're going to get Caitlin Bronner with a push.
She pushed off of Delaney there. It'll be Knox County ball. Hicks is going to inbound it. Boy, if I was Knox County, I wouldn't want Hicks inbounding. I would want her catching it on the inbound for a little quick shot inside. Instead, she inbounds it to Mitchell on the left side. Then they give it right back to her for a shot, and she misses it, rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. She immediately gives it to Courtney Bronner, and Bronner's going to bring it up the court. Courtney Bronner has the right side, goes right in the heart of the defense, off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Middleton, back to Courtney Bronner. This time she's outside the arc when she fires, and nothing but net. Oh, what a good shot there by Courtney Bronner. 16-15 to score, 4:30 left to play, third quarter.
That shot didn't fall, that first one, but boy, that misdirection fooled that Knox County girl completely, and she went into the lane wide open.
Mitchell has a cross-court pass here to Tungate. Tungate puts a ball fake on, now gives it back to Mitchell. Mitchell sets up and fires a three off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. Man, she's got a lot of rebounds for Novinger.
And Courtney's going to bring it back the other way. Dribbles over to the near side in front of her own bench. Dribbles back up top the key to Middleton. Back to the corner to Caitlin Bronner. To Courtney Bronner. Back out to King up top. Back to Caitlin Bronner on the left wing. Dribbles in the free throw line. Hands it off to King. And King just about has it knocked out of her hands. Butt comes up with it, gets it back to Courtney Bronner, back to Middleton up top the key, and they'll reset the offense. Bronner, not sure which one of it, ran the baseline, shot no good, King came up with it, Middleton's going to shoot for three, and it's off its mark, and Hicks comes up with a rebound for Knox County. She says, I can't dribble that ball that way.
She picked her own dribble up and handed off to Raymer, who brings it up the court for Knox County. Gets the right wing now for Mitchell. Cross court pass to Tungate. Wide open for three. Decides not to shoot it. Gets it into Hicks. Hicks fires over. Wayman. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Courtney Bronner. And I believe Bronner was pushed by Delaney. Yes, she was. Foul on Delaney. Her first foul. Second foul on Delaney. Caitlin Bronner's going to inbound to, Courtney Bronner. Bronner's going to bring it up the court. You know, Courtney Bronner started to talk to her sister, almost traveled with the ball there at the beginning. Ref wasn't paying attention anyway. Now they get it right wing for King. King looking to pass in, does not, to Courtney Bronner. Bronner gets it into Wayman, and Wayman can't handle the pass, but Bronner recovers. She gets it off Caitlin Bronner for three, off the back iron, no good, rebound by Hicks. Hicks is off to the races. She loses it, and then recovers it, but they're going to get a foul on King. King kind of ran into her while she lost the ball. And she committed the foul there. Her coach is telling, Knox County's coach is telling Hicks, pull up. You're not really a good ball handler outside there. Tungate to enter the ball for Knox County. He gets it to Raymer. Raymer slows down here atop the key. She gets the left wing up for Tungate. Tungate dribbles baseline. Kicks it back out to Raymer left wing. Raymer dribbles top of the key, now hands off to James. James dribbles down to the right baseline, shot up from 15 feet. Yeah! 17-16, 2:30 left to play, third quarter. Knox County leads.
That's one of the few shots that didn't look like it was off balance that I've seen all night. Novinger with the ball, King has it up top. 17-16, Knox County with the advantage. Caitlin Bronner has it over the left corner. Sends it back out to Middleton, back to King up top. King takes it over the right-hand side, back to middle and left wing. Her shot is a little too strong, but Novinger comes up with it. The putback is no good, and Hicks ends up with a final rebound, and Knox County is going to bring the ball back the other way. 1:56 left in the third period, 17-16, Knox County with the advantage. Raymer just about walked with it. Boy, they tried to get it in to Hicks, and Courtney Bronner sniffed that sucker out, and she's going to take it all the way. Oh, one of those off-balance,
that
terrible
was a terrible shot.
Hicks with the rebound, and Knox County is going to bring the ball back the other way.
Raymer's going to bring it across here for Knox County. She slows down, now gets a left wing for James. James puts on the floor, dribbles down to the baseline, kicks it in for Hicks. Hicks, here it comes, right hand this time, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. Shot was way off, but she's going to get a couple free throws.
Wayman should have just let her shot that, because she can't shoot a right-handed shot nearly as effectively as she can a left-handed.
It was way off. I don't know that she altered the ball that much. It was just a terrible shot. And Wayman just picked up her fourth foul. She'll probably go to the bench here. I see no sub for Novinger. Old Coach King's going to let her play. Let her go, boys.
What they say, you can't bring them home with you.
I guess. Here we go. Hicks' first shot was good. It's 18-16. 1:24 left to play, third quarter. Second shot is on its way. Splash. 19-16. 1:24 left to play. Novinger ball. Bronner to Bronner, and we're off to the races here for Novinger.
Courtney Bronner just looks tired. She looks like she's plain wore out. Hands it off to King over on the right-hand side. The right wing. She gets it in to number 12.
A new girl.
Moore to Wayman, who shot up off the glass, is good. 19-18. Knox County with the advantage. Raymer is going to bring the ball back the other way for Knox County. Brings it up the top of the key. Hands it off over to James on the right side to Hicks. Hicks is going to shoot, and I predict you will not make that shot from out all the way out there.
Good prediction, John. Tungate has the top of the key. Gets it up wing for Raymer. Raymer puts the ball on her hip. They're going to wait for a last shot. And she starts to drive to the basket. Pulls up. Now gets to Hicks on the... in the corner there. Now back to Raymer on the right arc. The Hicks top the key now to Tungate. Tungate dribbles in, pulls up. Now Raymer top the key. Raymer Hicks. Hicks holds with 20 seconds. Hicks now puts on the floor. Cross court pass to Tungate. Tungate thinks about the three. Now gets it around Bronner. 13 seconds left to go. There's a scrum for the ball. And Wayman recovers. And then I believe she's fouled by James of Knox County with 11.4 seconds left to play. Navinger is going to have a good amount of time to get a good shot off here. Knox County is going to bring the press. This is the first time they've seen that. Brunner is going to try to get around James. She does. They never did cut her off. She gets it to a cutting Hicks. Hicks couldn't hang on to it, so it goes out of bounds off of Knox County. It's going to be Navinger ball. They're going to have 4.5 seconds left to go here, third quarter. They still have plenty of time for a good shot.
As long as they don't take 4.6 seconds for that. All right, Caitlin Bronner has it. She needs to do something with it. Oh, she shoots from three-point land. Oh, no. They're going to say two.
She had a foot on the line.
But she's going to get to go to the line to shoot a couple with 7/10 of a second left. Wow.
That was a dumb foul. She was not even close to position for shooting that. She just turned around, and since she couldn't pass anybody, decided to heave one. And instead, now she's going to get to shoot a couple free throws. First one is on its way, bounces around, and finally downs it. 19-19. Again, it's tied up. Second shot, it's on its way. Splash! 20-19 in favor of Navinger. 7/10 of a second left for Knox County. They don't even give it an effort. They just hold. So after three quarters, it's 20-19 in favor of Navinger. Highly contested game here at Brashear Arena. For some fourth quarter action, 20-19 is the score in favor of Navinger. Going to be Knox County ball to begin the fourth quarter. High stakes match here. 77th annual Brashear tournament, game two of tonight's contest. Raymer is going to get it for Knox County. Gets to the right wing now for Mitchell. Mitchell holds, now gets it back to Raymer. Wide open for three. She takes it off the front iron, rebounded by Heck. It goes through Courtney Brunner's legs.
And then there's going to be a jump ball called. Possession of favors Navinger, so it will be their ball.
Now, Bronner to Bronner. Here comes Courtney with the ball. She gets across half court. Picks up the dribble, gets her right wing for King. King puts on the floor for one single dribble. Now gets the top of the key for the new gal, Moore. Moore tried to get it into Caitlin Bronner. It's knocked out of bounds by Hicks. It'll be Navinger ball. Courtney Bronner inbound, gets it into her sister, Caitlin. Caitlin puts on the floor, gets it off to King. Inbounded into Wayman. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Raymer. And she's going to bring it up the court for the Eagles.
She did a good job of muscling it in there, trying to get it in for the shot, but it just didn't fall for her. Almost did, but not quite.
Tungate has a skip pass to Mitchell, now to Raymer. Raymer back to Tungate. Tungate now to Raymer. Raymer to Hicks. Hicks now to Tungate. Tungate's going to spot up for two. Her foot was on the line. No good. Rebounded by Bronner. Caitlin Bronner. Caitlin Bronner was putting some elbows in Mitchell's grill there. She didn't get called with anything, but I might have got her with an offensive foul. Anyway, they get the ball down to her on the offensive side. She misses a shot, and on the rebound, she's going to foul Raymer. Oh, I believe they're going to get Wayman on this one. Wayman, and she is done. Oh, that's five fouls. She's hotter than a firecracker. I see some tears rolling. What do you see, John?
Yeah, I tell you what, she made it. She's going to foul somebody. She just about collapsed on top of that girl from Knox County. I'm surprised she even got up. But she's done with an awful lot of time left in this game, and they're going to miss her. With Hicks still in the game for Knox County, I would expect to feel good at her ever more so with the tall girl out.
Good call.
Hicks with the ball, and she's fouled by Moore. Big size disparity there. She's going to have a hard time covering her, but that may be her assignment.
I imagine so.
All right, Knox County with the ball. They send it back to the left corner, and the shot for three is no good. And Courtney Bronner comes up with it, and there's going to be a foul call. I assume it's over the back call.
Raymer.
That's her first. 16 fouls apiece in this matchup. 20-19 Novager with the advantage. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it across the timeline, guarded by Mitchell. Sends it over to Middleton on the left wing. Middleton brings it back up top, hands it off to King. King back to Moore, back to Middleton on the left corner. Back out to King, over to Moore, and she's going to square up.
Oh,
man, she hit
it out.
Down, had it. Oh.
On the wraparound pass there by Raymer, she tried to get it off to Mitchell, and Courtney Bronner came in and almost picked it up for a score. She fumbled it out of bounds, so the ball will remain with Knox County, but if Bronner is able to pick up that ball and score, it's now a three-point game.
Well, I think we can hear the Knox County coach now.
Yeah, the game's gotten too tight, and they're down. He is going to be livid. I can't see him, but I can hear him.
Judging by the program, I guess that's Mr. Frey. Is that his name?
Yeah, I saw that. Mike Frey. Coach for Knox County.
All right, we've got 6 minutes left in this matchup. Novinger leads it by one, 20-19. We got
yet again, Knox County is the last team on the court here.
Wayman out of the game with five fouls now, so we'll see if Novinger can hold on to this with their tall girl out and with Hicks still in the game for Knox County. Here we go. Mitchell to Raymer. Raymer brings it up across the timeline. Novinger girls fall back. Tungate to Mitchell. To James on the right side. James into Hicks. No surprise there. But Novinger comes up with it on the no shot. Courtney Bronner brings it across the timeline up top the key. Gets it over to King on the right wing. Oh, they get it into her on that roll.
Oh,
and she puts it right
great
in.
Great shot. Kind of a hook shot as she's going out of bounds to get that in there. It's a good looking shot there by Bronner.
Knox County with the ball. Mitchell up top. Over to Tungate. Tungate back to James up top. Over to Mitchell. Well, here we go. It's a shot just inside the arc. Hicks comes up with a rebound. Her shot's no good. Everybody falls down. Looks like we're bowling
Caitlin,
out here.
Caitlin Brunner comes up with the rebound. Gets it to her sister, Courtney Brunner, and she is moving up court. Gets it to wide open. Middleton kicks it out for more. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks clears it. Now gets it to Raymer, and Raymer's going to come up for Knox County. 4:40 left to play. Fourth quarter, and Raymer took an awful big step, and she's called for a double dribble. Going to be not in your ball. Caitlin
neither team can afford these kind of mistakes.
No, especially when you're down. Especially Knox County now. Runner's going to bring it up for the Wildcats. She's guarded closely by Mitchell. She gets it off to King now. King holds right elbow. Kicks it out to Moore. Moore doesn't know what to do with it. Finally finds Bronner. Bronner dribbles in left side off the left block. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks almost stolen by Bronner, but she does get it to James. James pulls up now left side, gets top the key for Raymer. Raymer right wing now for Mitchell. Mitchell, two hands above the head. Now gets it to Hicks. Hicks dribbles left side off the left glass. No good. Rebounded by Middleton. Middleton gets it to Bronner, and Bronner's going to bring it up the court. Hicks had a wide open shot there that she couldn't get to fall. Now, Novinger's going to take a timeout with 3:59. Let's play fourth quarter. It's 22-19 in favor of Novinger.
Knox County getting the ball to Hicks, but her shots are just not falling for her. What is that, about the third shot that she's taking around the horn on the left-hand side?
Good, good-looking shots that she just can't hit.
And that's the difference in the ballgame. Novinger ahead now, 22-19. That and some good rebounding after the shots that Hicks is missing. Novinger doing pretty well with their starter, Anna Grugerich, out, and with Wayman fouled out tonight. Courtney Bronner is going to inbound it for Novinger. Gets it to Middleton on the right corner. Back out to Moore, over to Courtney Bronner on the left side. She brings it back out. Oh, man.
Ooh, they got charged. There was a lot of pushing going on by both teams there, and they finally called Bronner with the charge.
I think Mitchell just caromed off of two Novinger players bouncing back and forth.
Raymer has it for Knox. Tung gets to the right wing for Tungate. Tungate gets into the corner for James. Back out to Raymer. Raymer has the top of the key. Hicks is posting there looking for. Now Raymer gets into the corner for James. Into Mitchell on the left block. Back out to James. James fires a three. Splash! He nailed it. 22-22 here. 3:23 left to play. All knotted up. Courtney Bronner has it for Novinger. Brings it down right side. Now guarded closely by Mitchell. Finally gets it off to King. King puts it on the floor and is fouled by Mitchell.
That was
their end of the bonus here, so it's going to be 1-1.
That was kind of a dumb foul, really.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to get called on that kind of a foul every time, and now they're in the bonus. King just needs to hit her shots. Delaney back in the game for Knox County. James comes out. Third foul on Mitchell. King's shot is up and good, so she'll get the chance to make the old-fashioned two-point shot. 3:13 left in the game. Second shot, it's on its way, and it's nothing but net. So Novinger leads by a deuce. Raymer brings it across the timeline, sends it back to Mitchell on the left wing into Delaney, and her shot is up and no good, but she is fouled.
No, I think they're going to get Hicks with a foul here, a push. Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Pushing Caitlin Bronner.
And that's four on her.
Courtney Bronner. Bronner will shoot a 1-1. Ooh, Hicks has four. She's going to, if Novinger's smart now, they attack Hicks.
Well, and we know Coach Jennings is no dummy when it comes to coaching these games. I'll bet you that they will.
Oh, shot is no good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks gets it off to Raymer, and they're going to slowly bring it up the court. Raymer. And Knox County comes with timeout. 2:52 left to play. 24-22 in favor of Novinger. Real tight contest. Better stay tuned. Hey, I got my bet that Novinger gets on the court before Knox County. What do you say?
Well, if history is our guide, I'll say you're right.
Well, as usual, well, sometimes. I was right this time anyway.
Well, we'll see what they do with Hicks this time. Coach Jennings had a long opportunity to work with the Novinger girls. We'll see if they take advantage of this foul situation to get Hicks out of the game. Raymer has the ball up top, sends it over to James on the right wing, back to Tungate, back to James, back to Raymer. Raymer up top, back to James. She's going to take it around the horn to the right-hand side, back to Raymer on the left wing. Looks to get it into Mitchell, but then sends it back to James, and then sends it in to Hicks.
Hicks, face plant there by Hicks. She didn't catch it or hit her right in the mug.
Oh, man. She tried to bounce it in off the bottom side of the rim. That didn't work too well. Novinger comes up with the ball, and they're going to bring the ball back the other way. She tried to force it that time, no doubt about that. Courtney Bonner with the ball. She brings it all the way around the horn to the right-hand side. And she's going to be fouled, I think, by Mitchell.
That's a good call, John. Mitchell's fourth as well.
A lot of fouls in this game.
With the next foul, Novinger will be able to shoot two shots every time that every time there's a foul.
Yep. So here we go. The first shot is up, and it's good. She didn't need that cushion this time around. She'll get to shoot no matter what. James comes out. Delaney comes in for Knox County. 25-22, Novinger with the advantage. Bonner's second shot is up, and it's no good this time. Hicks comes up with it. Hands it off to Raymer. 1:58 left in the game. Raymer comes across the timeline. Coach sets the offense, sends it back to Mitchell on the right wing. She dribbles around. Bronner sends it into Delaney. And they're going to call a jump ball after the shot and the rebound.
Looked like there could have been a foul there on Novinger on her shot. She looked like she'd been hacked.
Hicks is going to inbound it for Knox County. Substitutions. Miranda James comes back in. Delaney comes out. Hicks sends it all the way out to Mitchell. Mitchell into Hicks. I predict she'll shoot left-handed, and she misses again. And Novinger with the rebound.
Oh! Hard foul there on Hicks. She's done. She can't believe it. Look at her.
So both tall girls, both for Novinger Wayman and for Knox County Hicks, are out of the game.
The old coach for old Mike Frey, coach for Knox County, can't even say anything to her. He just turns in disgust. So Caitlin Bronner's going to be able to shoot two here, 25-22. They have a three-point lead. She can add to it, cushion the lead for Novinger, and she does. First shot's good. 26-22, 1:39 left to play, fourth quarter action. Awaiting the second shot here. One, two, three dribbles. Up and in. 27-22, five-point lead, 1:39 left to play for her.
I may have to start calling her old reliable at the line. She does a good job with that.
Raymer has it for Knox County. She gets to Tungate.
They're going to need to get a shot up pretty quick here.
Tungate just holds. Now gets it into Woods. Woods kicks it out to Delaney. Now to Tungate. Tungate just holds. Now she dribbles in. Tries to pass it. Can't find anybody open. Tries to get it to Raymer. Raymer corrals it before it goes out of bounds. Now she dribbles on the right side. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Delaney. Her shot is up and in. Big play there by Delaney. They get the ball immediately into Bonner. Bonner has a little difficulty getting it over half court, but finally does. Now guarded closely by Mitchell. Mitchell's on her like glue. Oh, there's two players down. And they're going to say it's knocked out of bounds by Bonner. Out of bounds on Novinger. Oh, man. That's a big call. Two players were down, one from each team. And there's no foul called. They just said that Bonner lost it out of bounds. 54 seconds left to play. 27-24. Knox County's down three. They get the ball to James and then call a timeout here, does Coach Frey for Knox County.
I'm not so sure about what he wishes he hadn't called that, because James was wide open out there to shoot a three-point shot.
And she's a pretty good three-point shooter. She drilled one earlier, I can remember. I think she has a couple in the game.
Seconds left in this matchup. Novinger leads at 27-24. 10 team fouls on Knox County, 7 on Novinger.
Here we go. They got They got a lot of time here, 49 seconds. They can draw up whatever they want. They can go for the tie. They can go for a quick basket and then try to get it again. Whatever they feel like they can do best.
Well, my guess is, and of course it's just a pure guess, but my guess is they're going to go for the quick three because they don't have that inside
Hicks
shot
is
right
gone.
Now with Hicks being gone.
Well, we're going to shortly find out as Knox County is again last to get on the floor. Mitchell's going to inbound for Knox County. She's going to try to get Raymer, and she can't do it. She can't find anybody. She finally throws it into Tungate, and they're going to say that Moore pushed her. That'll be a 1-1. Oh, that's a big call there. I didn't know that Moore pushed her. It's kind of a shaky call, but it goes Knox County's way. They're going to get a 1-1 free throw chance here. Delaney comes in for James. And Mitchell exits the proceedings down under.
Frey sends in James to, not James, but Delaney for the rebounding, obviously.
Misses it.
Good. And they had it for a second. They're going to call jump ball, and it's going to favor Novinger.
Novinger still has 46.3 seconds left to kill before this game is over.
James back in.
Full court press now by Knox County. Bonner, Caitlin Bonner is going to try to inbound. She finally finds King. Back to Caitlin Brunner. She picks up a dribble, gives it to her sister, Courtney. Brunner, cross-court pass, stolen by Woods. Woods dribbles the length of the court, kicks it out, stolen again by King. Woods tried to set up a three for Mitchell, and when she threw it back out, King had made it down the court and caught the ball, and now they're going to call a foul on Mitchell. No, yeah, Mitchell. She's done. And they're going to go get to shoot two free throws with 30.7 seconds left. Three-point lead, a chance to add two, and Mitchell, a primary ball handler for the Eagles, is done.
Well, Knox County has certainly had their chances. They just haven't been able to capitalize on them. King's going to go to the line to extend the lead, make it a two-possession set, and she does. 28-24, Novinger with the lead. And King will get to shoot another one. Misses this one. Knox County comes up with it.
Raymer has it. Gets to the right wing. Now for Tungay. Three. In and out. Rebounded by Caitlin Brunner. And she is not fouled. They get it to King. King gets it out to Courtney Brunner. And then they foul her with 14.3 seconds. This game is all but over. 4-point lead for Novinger and a two free throws awaiting Courtney Brunner. Well, John, Knox County just couldn't get the shots they wanted and couldn't capitalize when they had the ball. That's going to be their downfall. Courtney's first shot is good.
And when Hicks fouled out, that was about it for them.
That pretty well deflated their morale as a team. Second shot is in and out, rebounded by King. They get it out to Brunner, and that's just going to run out the clock. They get it back to King. King to Brunner. Brunner's just going to pass it to her sister, and that'll be it. The final score is 29-24. Novinger comes away with the victory.
Well, hey, we have a new face here.
New, but doesn't look new anyway.
So what did you think of this game?
Well, that was a nice game to watch from behind the microphone.
Wasn't exactly a barn burner, but it certainly was a give-and-take game for the whole time.
It was. It was very intense. Both teams brought a lot of fans, and boy, it was, once it started, it didn't stop, that's for sure.
And it's one of those games that could have gone either way.
Exactly.
Both teams with their tall girls ended up with some foul trouble, and for Knox County, that ended up being the difference. So Novinger wins it 29-24. In the first matchup, Knox County boys beat Douglas 48-36. Clock's been reset for 12 minutes. We'll be back in a few for tonight's final matchup between the Brashear boys and the Novinger boys. If you're just joining us, this is John Slavin, joined by Matt Caldwell. We're in the intermission between the second and third game for tonight's Brashear Tournament action. The clock is at 2 minutes 43 seconds, so we'll be starting the third game here in just a moment. The first game tonight was between in boys action between Knox County and Douglas. Knox County came up on top 48-36. Second matchup was a close one all the way through the game between Novinger and Knox County girls. Novinger wins it 29-24. The third matchup for tonight is in boys action, Brashear versus Novinger. We'll be back in a couple of minutes and be ready to go.
We've got about a minute left before we start this third and final game of the night between Novinger Wildcats and the Brashear Tigers. If you just joined us, we had Knox County strike first in the first game, beating the Douglas boys. Second game, it was Novinger over Knox County. Two pretty closely played games. Fans here got their money's worth. We hope you get the same in this third one. As we're going to announce the starting lineups here, we'll have them as soon as we know them. Like starting out for the Wildcats, we got number 10 Evan Stoll, number 13 Dakota Jake Hughes, number 21 Grant Daniels, number 31 Justin Denton, number 33 Adam Doss. Now for Bashir, we have Andrew Linhart, Justin Hazen, Jacob Shipman, Gail Watson, and one more. That'll be Tyler Killen, big Tyler Killen from BHS Broadcasting. If there's any irony in the world whatsoever, Tyler will be involved in some sort of scrum at some point in the night. It just has to happen.
By definition.
By definition. Some would argue it's not a scrum unless Tyler is involved, but we won't go that far. We're going to jump it up here at center court. See how the Tigers fare in this one. They've been having lately... Just a few lulls in the game, a few points where they turned the ball over quite a bit, and that's been their downfall. Against Knox the other night, they ended up giving up about a 12-0 run. As Andrew Linhart gets the tip and we're underway, Cale Watson is going to run the offense from between the circles. Dribbles with his left hand, pulls back from 18. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Denton. Denton is going to bring it up himself. Denton's a big guy. He listed as 6'6". I don't doubt it either. Daniels gets it over to Stoll. Stoll holds it high, guarded by Linhart. Almost loses dribble. Over to Daniels, over on the right-hand wing. Daniels drifts down toward the baseline, then comes back out to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes underneath to Stoll. Stoll up strong with it. In and out and in, good. It's 2-0 Nominger here to start out, 30 seconds into the game. Cale Watson brings it up the court, has it at the top of the key. Gets it to Hazen over on the left-hand wing. Hazen drifts back down to the top to Linhart across to Watson. Watson inside to Shipman. Shipman pulls up from 17 front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Denton. That's two rebounds for the big guy underneath, and they're running the other way. Daniels all the way around. Linhart gets stopped and gets it out to Stoll on the right-hand wing. The left-hand wing, excuse me. Denton has it over on the elbow underneath to Stoll again. Stoll's going to go up off the side of the backboard. No good. Knocked out to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes gets it to Daniels, who thinks about three and then goes between the circles. Over to Stoll. Stoll holds it high on the right-hand wing. Lobs it into Denton. Denton back to Stoll on the give and go. Guarded by Watson, but he puts it in anyway, and 4-0. That's 4 points for Stoll and zero for Bashir there.
That's the second time they've tried that. They sent it into Denton, and then Stoll takes off along the baseline to get it right back to him.
And it's worked both times, so why not? Linhart gets the top of the key over to Watson, nearly stolen by Daniels. They're going to call a foul on Daniels there. Daniels hit the ball with his first swipe. Second swipe hit the arm, and they get him on the foul. That'll be the first foul of the game for either team. Cale Watson is going to inbound right in front of the booth here. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen drifts over between the half-court circle. Bounce pass over to Watson, who passed the ball in. Watson triggers it. Throws it up from 10. No good. Rebound by Denton. That's three rebounds. Three trips down the floor for Shearer. Three rebounds for Denton. As Daniels has it now. Puts up his dribble. Gets it to Stoll. Boy, they're setting up to run the same play here. Nope, they're going to lob it into Doss. Doss gets knocked down, knocked away now, picked up by Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes goes all the way around the defenders, puts it up from 18, good.
Nice looking jump shot by
Doss.
That was.
He immediately attacked the basket once he got the ball on the, when it was knocked away, he immediately found an open spot on the floor. Meanwhile, down at the other end, Linhart has it over on the right-hand wing, gets it to Tyler Killen. Back to Linhart. Linhart dribbles in and comes back out and gets it to Hazen. Hazen gets it to Watson on the left-hand wing. Watson throws it away to Denton. Shipman gave him the eye and went to the basket, and Watson threw it where he was. Daniels comes strong the other way. Now comes back between the circles. Gets it to Jake Hughes. Lobs it into Denton. Denton up from 18. No good. Rebound goes to Shipman. Shipman clears it. Gets it to Cale Watson. We're coming the other way. It's 6-0 with 5:17 left to go. First quarter.
I hope we're not looking at a repeat from the other night's matchup.
Oh my God. There was another play by it.
Same thing. Rule one. You guys got to be looking at you.
That's right. Daniel's going to make him pay on the other end. No. It's going to be tipped up and out of bounds by Watson. Daniels pulled up for three on the semi-fast break. Hazen threw it into right into Denton's chest there. Shipman was there at one time, and he left. Now coach is going to sit Shipman down. I guess he blames Jacob for those turnovers. Kylie Watson comes in the game.
Hazen has it up top. He runs around the lane on the right-hand side. Kind of an off-balance shot, but it goes in. So finally, Tigers on the board, 6-2. Daniels with the ball for Novinger. Pressure defense by Tigers. Daniels to Denton. Back to Daniels. He brings it across the timeline. Brings it up top the key. Bounce pass over to JQ. They gets it in to 45, and his shot up off the glass is no good, but Denton's putback is good. Hazen brings it across the timeline for Tigers. Hazen to Watson over on the right wing. Watson looks to get it in to Kylie Watson, his brother, and then sends it back out to Hazen. Hazen will bring it across. Oh, man, he just about fell down. Didn't have enough gookum on his shoes, so he didn't fall down. Watson gets it over to Hazen. Oh, nice looking move in getting into Tyler Killen, but Tyler wasn't able to get it in. So it'll be Novinger's ball. Grant Daniels brings it across the timeline. They reset the offense. Sends it over to Jake Hughes on the left wing. Back to Daniels, the left corner. They get it into Denton along the baseline. Back out to Daniels, left corner. Bring it out to 45. And 45 traveled with it, and I haven't got him down yet. 45 is Greathouse.
Yeah.
All right. Hazen put some spit on, some sweat on the bottom of his shoes. Maybe that will keep him from falling down. Gets it over to, who is that? Is that Anderson over there? Mr. Anderson to Hazen. Over to Kale Watson up top. To Kylie Watson on the left side of the lane. Bounce pass across the lane. Tries to get to Anderson. Kicks it back out to Watson. Back out to Kale Watson. His shot for three is in and out. And Denton comes up with it, as you might suspect, with about a 6 cents advantage over everybody else on the floor. He hands it off to Daniels. Daniels has it over the top of the key. Sends it over to Jake Hughes on the left side. Jake Hughes to Daniels in the left corner. Daniels gets it in to Denton. He tries to kind of lob it into the lane, but it caroms off a bunch of people. It ends up with Denton, and he shoots, and Tigers come up with it. Watson brings it across the timeline on the far side. Spin move along the right side of the lane. He's going to be fouled by, is that Daniels?
Yeah, it's Daniels. Daniels is kind of riding his back. Daniels kind of got caught off balance by the spin move of Kale. Daniels had to pay for it. Jacob Shipman comes back into the game for Tyler Killen. And Kale Watson is going to trigger it in. Gets it to Shipman in the corner. Shipman thinks about three. Drives by Greathouse. Little reverse layup. It's going to be blocked by Denton on the other side. Denton comes up with it, and they're heading the other way. It's 8-2 with 2:33 left to go.
That's kind of a new move on Jacob Shipman. I don't think I've ever seen him do a reverse layup like that.
It was nice. It's just Denton's arms are too long. He's able to cover both sides of the basket when he's standing underneath there. Meanwhile, down at the other end, lob pass into Denton. That's going to be good. 2 points. If he gets it on the block tonight, it's going to be easy points for him. It's 10-2, Novinger, with 2:13 left to go in the first quarter. Hazen has it at half-court circle. Dribbles hard and gives it to Watson on the right-hand wing. Watson to Kylie Watson. Now back down to Hazen, back up to Kale Watson. Kale Watson absorbs the contact off the backboard. No good. Rebound Denton. That's about 35 rebounds for Denton so far. As he gets it back to Daniels. Daniels comes the other way. Looking for somebody to pass to. Gives it to Stoll. Denton posts up low this time instead of high. Stoll gets it. Steps through the defenders. Rises up from 10 and good.
Boy, you know, the biggest difference between these girls and boys is these boys go up for a really tall, high jump shots.
They do. You're taught to shoot at the top of your jump. You're at least going to make the other team earn the block at that point.
Why is it the girls don't do that?
I don't know. They don't have the arm strength maybe. Nothing against the girls' basketball, but they're much more into the mechanics of the shot. Starting from your feet and working your way up, boys can sort of let their arms take over once they jump. So that's my best guess anyway. As Coach Copeland calls a timeout, if you're wondering why we're not telling you what's going on anyway. It's 12-2 with a minute and a half left to go in the first.
Either that or we just like to flap our jaws one or two.
Well, we better like that or else it's going to be a really boring broadcast.
1:34 left in the first period. Novinger way ahead in this one by a dime, 12-2.
Brashear's going to throw it in, going right to left in this first half. Lynn Hart will inbound it to Watson. We also got Jacob Chipman, David Anderson, and Kylie Watson. For Novinger, it's Greathouse, Denton, Jake Hughes, Daniels, and Stoll. Andrew Linhart has it on the right-hand wing, gets it to Anderson, top of the key. Anderson. Oh, they're going to call a travel on there. Jake Hughes knocked it away, and Anderson got called for a travel. And now the Wildcats are going to inbound it down to Brashear into the floor. Daniels gets it. Gets it to Denton in the middle of the zone. Denton gets it back to Daniels. Daniels in the corner for Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes drifts up to the right-hand wing. Over the top to Stoll. Quick pass to Daniels. Daniels driving baseline. Wraparound pass to Jake Hughes off front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Greathouse. Greathouse, one dribble, is up strong and good. With a minute left, it's 14-2. Novinger.
A lot of ball movement by Novinger. Did a good job by that time.
That's right. Linhart has it between the circles. Gets it to Watson. Watson to Kylie Watson to Shipman. Shipman's good from 15, right over the top of Denton.
Man, that shot had to go up a mile
it
to
did.
Get over him.
35 seconds left to go. Tigers get to use the press a little bit with the made basket. 10-point lead for Novinger. Jake Hughes gets it and drills the three-pointer over on the right-hand wing, 17-4. Can't keep trading threes for twos here, but still early. 18 seconds left now. 17-4, Novinger. Linhart gets it to Anderson on the right-hand wing. Anderson fakes the pass to Watson, who gets covered. Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson gets it to Kale Watson. Kale Watson almost loses the ball. Trapped in the corner, gets it to Kylie Watson. As it's going to be the end of play. Tigers didn't even get a shot off there. They had 19 seconds to shoot it, and they never even looked at the basket, really. That's just poor clock management. And we're going to go into the second quarter with a 17-4 Novinger lead. Novinger gets the ball to start out the second quarter. 17-4, they lead. Stoll holds it high over on the left-hand wing. Oh, skip pass over to Daniels. Dangerous, going to be picked off by Hazen. We're going the other way. Hazen brings it across unmolested. Has it to half-court circle. Gets it to Kale Watson. Watson, ball fake. Stays outside three-point line. Gets it to Shipman. Shipman is going to lose it out of bounds. Pestered by Stoll there, and got knocked away, knocked up in the air, and Jacob tried to grab it and ended up knocking it out of bounds instead. And it's going to stay with the Wildcats. We get it into Daniels. Over to Greathouse. Greathouse knocked away by Shipman. Shipman tries to get it back. I can't see what's going on over there. And it's going to go to the Tigers there after, I don't know if you called a scrum if they're all still standing up. John's saying no. He's giving me the no signal.
Half scrum, maybe.
I can see elbow, knees and elbows coming out from the corner of the scorer's table, but that's about it. Anyway, ended up Tiger ball, so hooray for us.
Hazen with the ball up top of the key over to Kale Watson on the left wing. Tigers all moving around. They kick it back out to Linhart up top. Linhart over to Kale Watson on the right side. Watson to Tyler Kill and jump shot. It looked like it was partially blocked, but it went in. 17-6. Novinger with the advantage. Daniels gets it up ahead to Greathouse, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tyler Killen. Killen got a hand on it.
That's what you got to do. Those long, if you make them make those long passes on the press, you got to be ready to hit those lanes and pick them off.
Greathouse gets it into Grant Daniels back in the left corner. Looks to get it into Denton, but then thinks better of it. Brings it back out. Dribbles it back in. Now he gets it to Denton, except unfortunately it lands in the hand of Kylie Watson. Although since we're a partisan crew, I'll say that was fortunate. And now Hazen brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Hazen to Kale Watson on the right-hand side. And to Kylie Watson on the left with the right elbow. Turn move, Kylie Watson to Tyler Killen. It is partially blocked that time, and it kind of looks like a duck going up in the air. And Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels brings it across the timeline up top. Keys bounce pants over to Stoll. They get it into Denton on the left blocks, and his shot with a lot of elevation is good. 19-6, Novinger with the advantage, 6:15 left in the half. Hazen brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Guarded by Jake Hughes. Oh, man. Pass over to Linhart, and Stoll got his hand on it, but Linhart kept the possession of the ball. Linhart has the ball up top. Looks to send it over to Hazen, but thinks better of it. Sends it to Kyle Watson. Kale Watson on the right-hand side. Watson back to Linhart over on the right side. Nice lob pass into Kylie Watson, and he sends it back out to Linhart. Linhart to Kale Watson on the right-hand side. He squares up for three, and it's good. That was almost pro distance. 19-9. Novinger leads by a dime. Grant Daniels tries to get it over Denton. Linhart kicks it out of bounds, so Novinger will retain possession of the ball over on the far side with the full length of the court to go. They get it into Grant Daniels. Pressure defense by the Tigers. They get ahead to Denton. Across the timeline, Denton to Grant Daniels over on the right wing. He's going to dribble into the lane and takes it all the way, but it's no good, and Hazen comes up with it. Gets it to head to Linhart. Linhart. Oh, the shot doesn't go in. Novinger comes up with it, and we're going the other way. He had a chance, but he wasn't able to convert on it. They get it into the big man on the right-hand side. Cross-court pass over to Grant Daniels on the right corner. To Jake, back out to Jake Hughes. He nearly loses it. Goes over to Stoll on the left side. His shot is for three is short, and Linhart comes up with it. Kale Watson bring the ball back the other way on the far side. Back to Linhart up center court. To Hazen on the left wing, guarded by Jake Hughes. To Kylie Watson. Oh, he's had a wide-open shot off the glass. It's good.
I don't think he meant for it to go off the glass, but whatever works.
Linhart kicks the inbound pass out of bounds, so Novinger will retain possession of it. Two team fouls on Novinger, none on Brashear. Stole to Daniels. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Daniels gets it ahead, but right in the hands of Hazen. Pressure defense worked that time. Hazen dribbles around a little bit, ends up in the middle of the court to Kylie Watson on the right-hand side. Watson back out to Hazen, to Kale Watson up top, over to Kale Moore on the left side. Moore to Hazen, and it's stolen by Jake Hughes. Stoll's with the ball now. Stoll back to Daniels up top of the key. Thought about making a three-point shot, but thought better of it. Pulled it back out, sent it over to Stoll into Denton, and Kale Moore got position on him. And when it goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off of Novinger, and so Brashear will have it. Coach Jennings does not like what he sees and calls a timeout.
That was a great play by Moore. He had to time that perfectly in order to get that pass away from Denton. And as soon as Denton started coming down with it, before he could do anything, put the ball away, Moore ended up knocking it away. And stay with the Tigers. Hey, 19-11, you never know, John. Starting to play a little bit better basketball here in this half. We'll see what happens the last 3:54. As Novinger took timeout. Looks like Coach Copeland staying with the same five. We got Tyler Killen, Kale Moore, Kylie Watson, Kale Watson, and Justin Hazen. Novinger is going to send out Denton, Daniels, Stoll, Greathouse, and Jake Hughes. The five who have played pretty much the whole game so far. And it looks like Tiger's going to inbound it down at the far end of the court. Hazen will bring it up against Jake Hughes. Crossover dribble. Dribble just over to the left-hand wing. Now comes back top of the key. Picked up by Jake Hughes. It gets it to Moore. Moore into Killen. Killen outside to Watson. Wide open three. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Killen. Killen out to Hazen. Tigers get another chance this possession. Hazen has it to half-court circle. Gets it to Watson. Kale Watson. Kale Watson inside to Kylie Watson. And there's going to be a foul on Tyler Killen with a moving pick. Tyler agrees with him. And it'll be the first foul on the Tigers tonight. Benton gets it on the press. Gets it to Stoll. Stoll thinks about dribbling across and gets it to Daniels. Daniels is the one that's going to bring it across. Now he drifts over to the top of the key. Daniels over to the left-hand side to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes in the corner to Stoll, left-hand corner. Now to the wing to Daniels. Daniels gets it to Denton. Denton with a spin move. And they're going to call a foul on Cale Watson. That'll be his first, and that'll be the team's second. Now the fouls are even at two. 3:04 left to go. It's 19-11 Novinger. Daniels will inbound it in the middle. He gives it to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes up high to Denton. Denton rises up. Oh, the dances on the rim. They're going to call a great house for over the back on that. Good position by the Tigers on that one. Calls in the foul. That'll be the first foul on Great House. That's the third on Novinger. And he's going to come have a seat as Adam Doss comes in to play instead. Hayes going to bring it across. 2:55 left to go. It's 19-11 Novinger. Hazen gets it to Linhard on the right-hand wing, who comes back out toward half court. Bounce pass in the corner to Hazen. Wraparound pass to Kylie Watson. Back out at the top to Linhard. Linhard with the ball fake to Hazen. Now to Kylie Watson for the zone ball fake. Dribbles once and gets caught. Gets it out to Linhard. Linhard gets it to Cale Watson. Cale Watson loses it in the backcourt, but it was knocked over by Novinger. Cale Watson gets it to Hazen. Hazen, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Daniels. It comes off of everybody's fingers, and Daniels heading the other way. Looks up and tries to maybe find Jake Hughes underneath, but Jake Hughes ends up drifting outside for three. No good, front of the rim. Rebound comes to Hazen. 2:13 left to go, 19-11. Short scoring's been shut down here the last couple minutes, but there's been a lot of action. Hazen gets it to Cale Watson on the right-hand wing. Watson gets it to Hazen in the corner. Hazen gets it back to Watson on the wing. Cale Watson. Got it by Daniels. Spin move for Cale. Now he comes back out at the top of the key. Gives it to Hazen. Hazen in the corner to Cale Watson. Inside to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson working against Denton. Doesn't want to shoot it. And it's going to be knocked up in the air by Daniels. Daniels gets it. Nobody was looking for it. Stoll gets it on the other end, puts it in. That ball just kind of lingered there in the middle of the court for a few seconds before anybody made an attempt to go get it. It's like they couldn't believe what they were seeing, I guess. Hazen comes back the other way. It's a 10-point lead for Novinger with a minute and a half left to go in the first half. Cale Watson finds some distance, puts it up from 19, no good. Rebound by Denton, his first one in a while after he started out really strongly. And Daniel's going to come back the other way. 10-point lead for Novinger here. Jake Hughes gets it on the left-hand wing. Now to Daniels. Off of Jake Hughes' shoulder, who wasn't paying attention to it. And there's going to be a foul on Hazen. That'll be the third foul on the Brashear, and team fouls are even up.
Hazen knew he did it the moment he did it, and he wasn't happy with himself for doing
he
it.
He looked pretty anguished when he did that. Gunnels comes in. He comes in for Doss. Denton gets it on the right-hand wing, gets it to... Oh, there's a nice give-and-go play by Daniels. Denton got it to Daniels at the junction. Daniels with the bounce pass through traffic to Denton, cutting to the basket, and he put it off the glass and good. It's 23-11, 50 seconds left to go. Cale Watson has it.
Over to Kylie Watson on the right wing. Back out to Linhart. Linhart puts it on the floor. Picks up the dribble, hands it to Kylie Watson over on the right corner. Back out to Cale Watson up top. Tigers pulling all the way out. Opportunity for a backdoor here. Kylie Watson sends it back to Tyler Killen. And Killen sends it back out to Linhart. Linhart takes it back to the right corner to Kylie Watson, and he drives along the baseline and is fouled. I think the foul is going to be on Stoll. First foul on Stoll. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Four fouls on Novinger, three on Brashear. Linhart sends it into Hazen. Hazen to Linhart. Linhart's shot from three is good. Attaway, boys. 23-14. Daniels with the ball for sends ahead to Denton. Denton drives in the lane right around Killen and does, thought about doing a dunk, but drops it in over the net. Oh, a shot the full length of the court, and there's, what are they saying? It was time expired by the time he threw it up.
Boy, that was a wild shot.
We was robbed on that one.
It did come after the buzzer, but he jumped up, and as he was in midair, he cocked his arm back and threw it one-handed and drilled it from three-quarters court. That was pretty cool. At least a point or two for effort on that one. You don't see shots like that every day. But, hey, you got to get it before the buzzer for it to count. Namjoo is going to go into halftime with a 25-14 lead.
If you're just joining us in tonight's earlier matchups, it was Knox County over Douglas 48-36 on the boys' side. On the girls' action, 29 Novinger, 24 Knox County. We're at halftime in the boys' game between the Brashear and Novinger teams, and Novinger leads it 25-14. Little action there at the end of the first half. Justin Hazen threw a ball that went three quarters of the floor, but unfortunately he threw it just after the halftime buzzer.
All right, we'll check it out. Well, that's all we have is audio. That's all we have is audio. No. When you click on that live basketball broadcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's obviously somebody.
Yeah. We're getting ready to start the second half. 2 minutes left to go before we kick things off again. Just to remind you, Novinger has a 25-14 lead. As far as first games go, Douglas took on Knox County boys in the first game, and Knox County took that one home. Second game, it was Knox County Novinger girls playing. It was a very intense game. Novinger came out on top. So that sets up the showdown Friday night between Brashear and Novinger for the championship of the 77th Brashear Invitational Tournament. So we'll just have to see what happens. We hope if you can't make it here to the arena that you can join us on the internet where you're listening now, because we'd love to have you. John and I get a little lonely up here sometimes. There's the buzzer. We're going to fire this one away now. 16 minutes left to go in this game. We'll see what Brashear can do to cut into this 11-point Novinger lead. Looks like for Novinger, we're going to have the same five as started. We got Doss, Stoll, JQs, Daniels, and Denton. For the Tigers, it's the same. Linhart, Hazen, Watson. Tyler Killen. Oh, I'm sorry. Kylie Watson instead of Jacob Shipman. Hazen has it against Jake Hughes. Gets it to Linhart on the right-hand wing. Linhart holds it high and gets it into Kylie Watson. Watson takes a control dribble and gets it out to Hazen. Hazen dribbles all the way around the outside of the arc to Watson, who drives in. Gets it out to Hazen in the corner for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Denton underneath. Starts out this half like started the last one. As Daniels brings it back the other way. This is the Stoll left-hand wing. Nominger going right to left this half. Daniels almost loses it, but gets it back. Trapped in the corner by Kylie Watson and Lynn Hart. Knocked away by Lynn Hart. That's going to be out of bounds. Going to stay with Nominger. Excuse me. Daniels will trigger it right in front of us to J.Q. J.Q. brings it into the front court. Inside to Denton. Denton back out to Daniels. He's going to throw up three. Looks good from here. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Kylie Watson. Nice play, Kylie. And gives it to Justin Hazen. Kylie Watson giving him strong minutes off the bench tonight. Hazen crossover dribble to lose J.Q. and gets it to Watson. Watson to Kylie Watson. Inside to Killen with a quick release. In and out. No good. Rebound by Denton. Denton gets it to Daniels, and Novinger's coming the other way. Still 25-14 with 6 3/4 minutes left to go in the third. Denton shoots it from 10. Good. That was a nice stroke by the big guy there from just inside the free throw line.
Yeah, just like we were talking, lots of elevation.
That's right. Boys are taught to do that early age. Almost stolen there by Daniels against Cale Watson. Watson throws up shot from 19. It's good. And that gets it back down to 11 again. 6.5 left to go in the third. Daniels picks up a dribble in the backcourt. One-handed left hand to Doss across the half-court line. Back to Daniels. Inside to Denton. Denton's going to shoot from the same place. They're going to give a foul on somebody there. Got him on the elbow. And the shot was good. And they're going to shoot a free throw. In addition.
They're going to say it was on 15. Let's see. Who's 15?
15 is Andrew Linhart. Came out to get him a little bit late. And Denton's going to shoot a free throw here to make it a three-point play. No good. Rebound. Tipped up. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. Tyler Killen was fighting against two Wildcats there. And one of those four hands knocked it out. 6 minutes left to go. It's 29-16 Tigers. Hazen brings it up. Gives it to Watson. Watson to Killen. Killen up and over Denton. Air ball. Gets it to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson. We're going to call that a pass. Why not? Kylie Watson puts it in on the weak side. It's 29-18. Tigers able to keep it to 11. Stoll gets it to Doss. Doss shovels feet, gets it to Denton. Denton is going to be fouled by Killen. And he's going to get to shoot two free throws here. That'll be the second foul on the Tigers for this half. That'll be two on Tyler. Yes. Denton will shoot two here. It's 29-18 with 5:45 left to go in the third quarter.
First shot is up and good. 30-18. Novinger with the advantage. Denton will go to the line to shoot the second half. His shot is up and rattles around a little bit, but finally falls in. Not sure what the stoppage was for, but in any event, Tigers have the ball. Cale Watson inbounds it to Justin Hazen. Novinger falls back. Hazen brings it across the line. A little bit of a spin move to Cale Watson. His shot for three on the left side is good. Nice looking shot. Purposely set back to get behind the line. Novinger's head by a dime. Greathouse to Daniels. Daniels over the left-hand side back to Daniels. To Greathouse. Oh, and Tigers come up with it. Hazen with the ball. Greathouse just lost the handle on it. Went down on the ground, and Tigers come up with the ball. Pass over to Linhart on the left side. And they're going to call a foul, and the foul is going to be on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Hazen. Foul away from the ball. Stoll inbounds it. Novinger has it along the right-hand side. Greathouse is going to take along the baseline, and he's going to be fouled over the back by Cale Watson. Probably as fouls go, that was as good as any because that was almost a guaranteed shot.
Well, it was. I think it was got him more with the body than with the arm. They said he got him on the arm, but anytime you're coming over the back of somebody to get the ball, whether you touch him or not, they're going to give the shooter the benefit of the doubt on that. That's what you get for letting them beat you, is what the officials say, I think.
That's right. Greathouse's first shot is no good. Second shot is up, and it was no good, too, but Denton came up with a rebound and a putback, and so they still get two out of it. Grant Daniels kicks it out of bounds, or knocks it out of bounds on the inbound pass, so Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Hazen has it. and he'll bring it back up the other way. Salvager, everybody falls back. Hazen gets across the timeline. Gets it to Cale Watson on the right wing. Watson dribbles it up towards the top of the key. Guarded by Daniels. Over to Linhart on the left-hand side. Linhart to Kylie Watson. Left side of the lane. And he lost the handle of it. Salvager comes up with it, and they take it coast to coast. Nice to be played by Jake Hughes. Unfortunately, it was for Salvager rather than for Bashir. Cale Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Watson takes it up the top of the key. Over to Hazen on the right side. He dribbles it around Jake Hughes and takes it all the way in, and it's blocked by Denton. Daniels brings it back the other way. Takes it all the way along the left-hand lane. Shot's no good. Denton comes up with it once, maybe twice, puts it up. Doesn't go in either time, and Tigers come up with it, and we're going back the other way. 35-21, Salvager. Hazen with the ball, comes across the timeline over to Linhart on the left-hand side. Back to Cale Watson up the top of the key. Watson gets it into Kylie Watson along the lane, and bounce pass into Hazen. It's no good. Denton comes up with a rebound. Hazen was taking, I got a lot of height there. I got to get over to get that up.
Hazen shot it even before he was ready because he didn't want anybody to get over there and spoil his party.
Greathouse's shot's no good, but no surprise here. Denton comes up with it and shoots from the elbow. He's not used to shooting from all the way out there. It doesn't fall. Salvager comes up with it. But Stoll is about to fall down. He loses a handle on it, and Hazen comes up with it, brings the ball back the other way. Hazen over to Cale Watson, back to Linhart, top of the key. Thought about sending it over the left-hand side, but instead sends it to Kylie Watson, left box, and his shot up off the glass is no good. And Salvager comes up with it. Coach Jennings calls a timeout, and so everybody will have a chance to regroup. Thought when Kylie Watson shot that ball, it was amazing that he didn't, that Denton didn't block it.
Yeah,
the reason for that, it wasn't headed towards the basket.
No. It's all about misdirection, I guess. But Tigers down 14. I mean, you know, there have been plenty of games where the Tigers have had a run where they just let it get out of hand, and you haven't seen one. They're just getting outplayed here. They're not making a lot of mistakes. But there's still 2:50 left to go in the third, so Tigers appear to be shooting well. If you can get the ball, especially Cale Watson tonight, you can get the ball to him in rhythm. You're going to have to hit the outside shot against Salvager. They got too much height inside, so Tigers going to inbound it, Salvager is going to inbound it. Stoll gets it to Daniels, and Daniels will bring it across. 2:48 left to go, 35-21 Salvager. Denton has it at the free throw line, gets it up to Daniels. Daniels between the circles gets it to Stoll. Stoll gets it to Daniels. Daniels back to the top of the key to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes right hand side. The elevation from 18 is going to be short. Rebound underneath by Denton. No. It's going to be picked up. Jump ball between Hazen and Jake Hughes. Going to stay with the Wildcat.
Hazen always has a pretty good chance to get the ball in that situation because he doesn't have as far to go to get down and get to it.
And he's got quick hands too, so you better watch you. You better not take your wallet in there. Daniels over the top to Stoll. 2.5 left to go. Daniel gets it back from Stoll. Now back to Stoll. Over to Gunnels, who just checked into the game for Jake Hughes. Now in the corner for Greathouse. To Stoll. Inside to Denton. Denton at the free throw line gets it to Daniels. Daniels with a jump stop in the middle. It's going to be partially blocked and picked up by Gunnels. Gunnels gets it at the junction. Gets it to Stoll. Stoll puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped up by Denton. Up. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in. They're going to have to get a couple bodies on him and push him out away from the basket if they're going to get any rebounds inside. Giving up too many offensive rebounds. He's just one guy. He shouldn't be able to get all those. David Anderson throws a shot up about 30 feet high. So bad that Cale Watson rebounds it. Does a fadeaway from about 10 feet off the glass. No good. And it's 37-21 with 1:40 left. Daniels with a lob pass to Denton. Denton still got too far underneath. He just, on that semi-fast break, he just went and camped right underneath the basket, and Daniels was able to get it to him. That's down to an 18-point lead. I shouldn't have said anything about one of those runs that we could end.
See what you cost?
I know. I'm notorious for that. I've never won the lottery, though. It's worth a try, John. Here's Linhart. Linhart all the way in. Oh, my God.
Man.
Boy, that was a wild play. He had enough spin on that to where it is almost underneath the rim and just crawled up and over. But it didn't make it. It was like Hazen's shot at half. It don't matter. Don't make no matter. Denton gets knocked away by Anderson. Anderson is going to hopefully score a layup at the other end.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Oh, John's been waiting for, I think, a half dozen games to unleash that one. That's what's going to be on our next shirt, maybe. If we can somehow get around the copyright, I guess. Daniels gets it to Stoll over to Gunnels. Inside to Denton and knocked away over the top by Anderson, who's very active since he's come back in the game. As I say that, he runs into Stoll out at the top of the key and gets called for the foul. Nah, it was bound to happen. You'd rather have him be like that than just be standing around out there. So, 30 seconds, says Coach Copeland. He's right. 30 seconds left to go in the third. 39-23, Novinger. Gunnels has it on the left-hand wing. Guarded closely by Hazen. Daniels is going to wait it out. Nope, Hazen's going to come out and challenge him. Daniels has it at half court now. Over to Stoll, back to Daniels. 12 seconds left. Gunnels gets in on left-hand wing. Greathouse is going to be knocked away by Hazen. Denton gets it, takes it to the hoop. That was unlucky for Gale Watson. Gets it in. He throws up half court. Can we do two in a game? Hey! Good! Hey! Oh, Gale Watson. It was a more conventional shot than Hazen, but he threw it in from half court. I got to see if Scudder got that on tape.
I'd say that wasn't half court. That was more
that
like
three-quarter
court from the free throw line at the
Let's
other
see
end.
If Scudder brags about it. He's walking around on the other side. Did he get that one? I don't know. That was a cool shot, though. That was one of those, you know, after what you saw Hazen do in the first half, you saw that thing go up, and when it got about halfway there, you're like, God, this one might go in.
And
there it was.
And so it did.
You got to love the excitement. Hey, that cuts it to a 15-point lead.
So at the beginning of the
fourth. If nothing else, we're getting our mileage on these shots. Here. And there's still one more quarter to go, so why not? If they're not going to let us shoot it from inside three-point line, we might as well start bringing it out, I guess.
All right, here we go at the beginning of the fourth period. Novinger leads it 41-26. Cale Watson, the star at the end of the third period, will inbound it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline, guarded by 41, which is going to be Gunnels. Back to Hazen, and Gunnels knocks it out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Linhart gets it in to Jacob Shipman, and he tries to get it across the lane to Cale Watson, and Denton got his hands on it, not surprisingly. Gets it over to the left side, back out to Stoll. Stolen out near center court, guarded by Hazen. Stoll to Daniels. Daniels takes it around the horn to the right side, the right corner, and gets it in to Denton, and before he can go up, he's fouled, I think, probably by Jacob Shipman. Yep, that's who it's on. That will be his first. Grant Daniels will inbound it for Novinger. Get it in to Gunnels, or to Daniels on the left-hand side. Back to Stoll up top of the key. Back to Daniels, back to Stoll, back to Gunnels. And they're going to call 3 seconds on Denton, I assume. Anyway, it'll be Tigers ball. Hazen with the ball for the Tigers, and he's going to bring it back the other way. 7-10 left in the game, 41-26, Novinger. Hazen to Mr. Anderson on the right wing, back to Cale Watson, and he's going to square up for three. This time it's not going to go, and Novinger's going to get a rebound, and they're going to come the other way. Come across the line, then pull it back, give it off to Grant Daniels. Daniels is going to drive it in the lane and tries to dump it over to Denton and does get it done. And he's going to be fouled as he puts it up, and the shot's good.
Tigers are waiting way too long before they get a body on Denton. Sometimes even after he shoots and makes the basket. And that's going to cost him another chance for a three-point play here for Denton.
Second foul on Shipman. Denton's shot's good. The old-fashioned three-point play. Hazen with the ball. 6:43 left in the game. Hazen guarded by Gunnels over to Cale Watson. And the ball ends up on the floor, but they're going to say that Novinger kicked it, I believe, and Cale Watson will inbound it in front of the Tiger bench. Cale Watson to Hazen. Hazen comes all the way back across the line. Guarded by Gunnels, comes across to Kale Watson. Watson, spin move along the right side of the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Denton. Believe it or not, is that the first foul on Novinger for the whole half?
I believe it is.
Wow. Midway through the fourth period. Watson inbounds it to Linhart at the top of the key over to Jacob Shipman. And he'll shoot, and he'll hit it just inside the line. 44-28, Novinger. Daniels with the ball. He'll bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline, guarded by Cale Watson. Changes direction, head back towards the far side.
What is he, Cale?
Cale Watson with a five-second play on there. Playing Daniels straight up, and Daniels dribbling too much and gets called for the five-second violation. Way to go, Cale. Playing a good all-around game tonight.
Hazen with the ball, comes across the timeline, guarded by Gunnels over to Linhart, left side, left wing, back to Cale Watson, guarded by Daniels. Into Shipman. Shipman knows what to do with the ball, except it's blocked by Denton. Novinger comes up with it. Cale Watson with the steal. Nice looking pass over to Justin Hazen, and he's put up as good.
Hey, he didn't bother using the backboard on that layup. He just kind of threw it up in the air, and it dropped right through the hoop. When things are going well for you, you might as well try it.
Who needs a backboard? Novinger with the ball, and the shot from the left side is no good. Cale Watson gets all the way up to Mr. Anderson, and his shot is up and no good. Denton with the rebound. Well short of the even of the rim.
Anderson playing it.
He
like
is
a
all over Denton.
It was like Denton stole something from him.
He was not a happy camper. Stole with the ball. The Novinger, guarded by Hazen, dishes it over to the right, to the left-hand side. Back to Daniels in the left corner. Daniels drives into the lane, bounce pass over to 45, which is Great House, and he goes up, and he's hammered. Basket's good, and the foul is on Shipman. That should be his third, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, this is third.
Three fouls within about 2 minutes, I'd say.
He's getting his money's worth. Has eight fouls on Bashir, one on Novinger. Linhart gets the rebound on the free throw. 4:54 left to go.
Greathouse could have had that. It bounced right back to him.
Yeah,
but he wasn't aggressive enough to go get it.
No, you never want to make the. You never want to try to do it too early. Shipman absorbs the contact and gets partially blocked by Denton anyway. Stoll tries to bring it up quickly the other way. Almost loses it. Gets it to Denton. Denton carries the ball twice. Now is going to get bailed out on the foul call.
Yeah, he was lucky with that. He really carried the ball.
Twice. And he's going to get to shoot free throws.
Not once, but twice. Is that what you're saying? Two twice, for the price of one.
Twice as nice, as they say. And he's going to shoot a free throw here. First one's no good. Maybe he knows he got away with something there. As Gunnels comes out, and Caleb Dodson comes in. It's his first action of the night. Here's Denton second. It's good. It's a 47-30 game with 4.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. Hazen will bring it across. Hazen and Watson, I think, have played the whole game, if I remember correctly. Linhart gets it over on the right-hand wing, gives it up to Hazen or Watson, and it's going to be tipped up by the Wildcats and controlled by the Wildcats. Dodson is going to bring it across.
Too much mustard on that pass.
Yep. Denton gets it underneath, guarded by Watson. Throws it up off the backboard, no good. Comes down underneath. The ball's on the floor. That's an officially a scrum. We got five guys standing there, and they're going to call Stoll with the travel somehow.
You can't believe it. He's saying, I've been mugged down here, and he gets called with the travel.
I don't know. I don't think he thought he had it long enough to actually be called for traveling, but whatever. Linhart gets it to Watson on top of the key. Watson, ball fake against Daniels. Now he shoots fadeaway. Good! Oh, my God. That ball hit front of the rim. And just kind of crawled right up over. It hit the first bounce, went straight up in the air, and the second bounce went in.
Didn't look like there was any way that ball was going to go in because
nope.
It was way out in front of the rim.
It was lower than the rim when it first hit. And Tyler Killen comes in the game for Kylie Watson. Here's Cale going to make his three-point play. Yep. And it's 47-33 with 3:51 left to go. It's a second foul on the Wildcats, and that's four fouls on
Daniels.
On Daniels, and Daniels takes the seat. Denton underneath, one-on-one against Shipman. And they're gonna somehow say that shot's good, even though they blew the whistle when he was on the floor. We'll say that was a marginal call there. At counting the basket anyway.
Yeah, the refs were tired. They wanted to take a break.
Yep. Even though we're about a half hour early on the, as far as the schedule goes. This game wasn't supposed to start till 8. I think it started about 7:35. Hazen, you bring it across. Gives it to Kale Watson. Watson with a bullet pass to Linhart. Does a ball fake. Over to Watson on the right-hand wing. Lob pass inside to Shipman. Shipman thinking about going against Denton. Then he gives it up to Watson. Watson in the middle of the lane. Up over the top, off the glass, and good. It's 50-35, but 3:15 left to go in the fourth. Daniels back in the game now. Works against Watson. He's going to get to go all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup, good. Right back at him as Daniels just comes in there. Hazen gets it to Kale Watson. Watson bounce pass into Shipman. Shipman uses a series of ball fakes. Up off the glass and good. Hey, use the rim to shield off Denton there, and he's able to put it off the glass on the reverse layup. That's what he tried down here in the first half, and he got it to go this time.
That's right. The second time he used that tonight. We're shooting 50-50. That's
right.
All right.
Hey, I'll take that in high school basketball. Meanwhile, Dotson gets it to Stoll, all alone in the middle of the lane, off the back of the rim, and good. Nice soft touch there by Stoll, and he's able to make the basket. 54-35. It's a 19-point lead with 2.5 minutes left to go in the game.
The rims are forgiving tonight.
They are. Watson bounced past to Hazen in the corner. Hazen gathers it, gives it back to Kale Watson, into Shipman. Shipman around Denton, and good. Hey, he's taking it right to him. He's like, I've had it with you blocking me. I want to see what I can do here. Daniels working against Watson. Gets it across. Gets it to Stoll. Stoll. Bounce pass into Denton. Now they're doing the give and go. And he traveled with it. As Shipman takes some time to dust the floor with the seat of his pants in front of the Novinger cheerleaders.
Well, he just needed to clean the floor over there. So Hayes is going to bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. 1:55 left in the game. 54-37 Novinger. Linhart with the ball on left side. They get it into Shipman. Let's see if he can do it again. There he does. Shoot for the free throw line. He's not used to shooting from there, but Hazen comes up with a rebound, kicks it back up to Linhart. Surprised Anthony hasn't shot some from out there, but he has. And Hazen gets it into Shipman. Shipman's going to do it again. Real high lay elevation. The Great House comes up with the rebound, and Jennings calls the timeout. 54-37, 1 minute, 34 seconds left in the game. I think the coach was using this as an opportunity to send in some of the subs. See, we got Daniels, Dobson, Barrett in the game. Denton's still in, and West Touch. Is that how you say that name?
It's T-O-T-S-H. We'll pronounce it the same way every time, and if you're listening from Nominger, we apologize if we're getting it wrong, but you'll know who we're talking about anyway.
Dodson's going to inbound it for Novinger, guarded by Hazen. Get it out to Daniels. Mr. Old Reliable. Daniels guarded closely by Kale Watson. Does a spin move, gets it across the timeline. He's going to be in the lane and take it all the way himself. Wow. That was a nice-looking run there. Who needs four of the players on the team when he can do it all by himself? Coach Copeland now takes the timeout. And he's going to send in some subs. Josiah Belzer's coming in. And
Josiah Belzer, Kale Moore, Shane Miller, David Anderson, and
never can remember Shane Miller's name. It's still possible. We could pull it out. How many possession game would you say it is?
Well, we're down 19. That's seven possessions right there. Either five threes and a two or six threes and a free throw. And that's just for the tie. If you're thinking win, then...
Hey, let's go for the win, man. Hazen with the ball for the Tigers. Hazen guarded by Dodson. Hazen tries to get it into Miller. Does his left elbow, and he's going to shoot it. Doesn't fall for him.
That's the first rule of coming off the bench in a blowout. You get the ball, you shoot it.
Dodson with the ball over to number 43. That Touch. And the shot by Novinger is no good, but Denton with the rebound, and he knows what to do with it. 58-39 now, Novinger. Hazen brings the ball back the other way. Hazen's going to take it around the left-hand side. Puts on the brakes, comes back the other way, gives it back to Cale Moore. Moore takes it up, and it's partially blocked, but Miller gets the rebound, but he can't get it in. Denton comes up with it. Grant Daniels brings the ball back the other way for Novinger with 26 seconds left in the ball game. Dodson with the ball up top, guarded by Mr. Anderson. Grant Daniels to Denton on the left blocks. His spin move is up and good off the glass. 12 seconds left. This one is all but in the history books.
They're letting Denton pat his stats a little bit against the short. Oh, he just flies right by Belzer. Belzer can't make it last, though. Hey, some nice rebound, nice offensive rebounds for the Tigers there at the end of the game. But alas, they're going to lose. The tentative final score on this game is 60-39. We'll see you back here Friday night for a couple of championship games, I guess. We're going to have Knox and Novinger boys and Brashear and Novinger girls are each going to play for the championship Friday night. Somebody knew what they were doing when they set this tournament up.
How about
sure.
that? At least some more games.
Yeah. That's right. Well, we're going to sign off until Friday. So for tonight, this is Matt Caldwell.
And John Slavin. And we'll see you another day.